attention, you please.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Are you ready for some fun?
Is great. This is the bee's knees. It's Friday.
Did you just eat sofa pizza?
Don't interrupt the man when he's telling a story.
You listen to the radio.
The request lines are now open.
Who's with me? Let's go.
Let's
come
go.
On.
Let's come on, guys.
Hungry eyes.
Sing it, Steve-O.
I do.
What?
We come on.
Hungry eyes.
Kick it hard.
I can't. Okay.
There we go.
Okay. Hungry eyes, yeah!
Welcome to the show, everybody. Gosh, this is just one of the greatest songs of all time.
I mean, it's pretty good, man.
I tell you what, it's Friday.
Maybe we need a karaoke this weekend.
Oh, man. When the wife is out, the boys will karaoke.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ever since that beautiful day.
Yeah.
I haven't set foot in a karaoke bar since. Yeah. Oh, it's good to be with you this morning. Huge show today. 338-3700. That's the phone number to call in. If you have something you want to talk about, you want to contribute. You can also text the show at 585-LIVE. 585-5483. If you have an email, that's studio@star88.fm. Feel free to send us a letter. Amy from Bear Canyon CrossFit will be joining us at 7 a.m. And 7:30, she'll tackle that email to bra or not to bra.
It's going
to
be interesting.
Yes, it has to do with the bra. A husband, a wife, and a bra.
I think it, yeah.
But it's the wife is wanting the husband to go and
pick up stuff at the store.
Pick up stuff at the store.
Come on, husband. We'll talk.
I can't wait to talk about this.
Dude, yeah.
Because I've been in this situation many times.
As have I.
Can't wait to hear from everyone. Holly Starr will be on the show.
Yeah.
Coming up. She's going to be at Winter Jam, right?
Is she?
Oh, wait. Is that why we're talking to her?
No, she hit us up on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought we were talking to her because of Winter Jam.
Nope.
Okay. She listens to the show?
We premiered her song a few weeks back, and she was like, thanks for playing my music, guys.
That's cool.
Deep in your soul.
Yeah.
This is Holly Starr.
And it's burning through.
And you know what? This is a pretty good song.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to her about 9:30.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to be on
Winter Jam. She's...
Or not Winter Jam,
she's
but...
She's literally... Rock and Worship Roadshow.
There you go.
Nope. She's just calling to kick it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
I
like that. Sam Dalton will be on the show at 9 a.m. He'll be in studio to talk about his comic books and his anime work.
That's going to be cool, man. He was a volunteer here during the static days. I can't wait for him to share a story.
Was this the guy? Remember last year we watched a news report about, was that it's the same people?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yep. Yeah.
They have a place downtown?
Yeah. Had.
Okay.
Yeah. Now they're just doing stuff in Japan, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it looked like they were doing some pretty big things when they caught up with them last year.
Yeah. Yep.
Right on. So we'll talk anime for all you nerds out there.
Arigato.
It's never my thing, but hey.
Wishy, wishy.
It's your thing? I get it. My oldest son, Caleb, loves anime.
Really?
Yeah. He does.
Has he ever seen that Cowboy Bebop, man? I love Cowboy Bebop.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. You don't. What about Trigun, man? You heard of that Trigun? Trigun.
Trigun.
Loves me some Vash the Stampede.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a nerd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not for me. I just, you know, I'm 37. An adult.
Dude, I was listening back to our podcast when we had my brother on.
Yeah.
You asking him if he ever thought about having a podcast. I'm a grown up. No, I mean,
I have a real job.
I have a job.
Why would I do that?
I was playing it back for Jack and Luke, and Luke, of course, just grinning ear to ear because that's like Luke's his mini me.
Oh, man, that's good.
Gosh. Yeah,
Scotty was on, Steve-O's brother, a couple days ago for his birthday.
It's fantastic. And today's my mom's birthday.
Oh, shut your face. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love calling your mom. I got to put this down.
Yeah, today is my mom's birthday.
Man.
She brought Scotty home for her birthday. 30-something short years ago. Yeah. I'm sure her conversation is going to be a lot different than the one with Scotty. But she'll be very happy to hear that we talked. I'll make sure I tell her that.
Yeah. I love talking to your mom because I could ask her anything about your childhood, and she goes to town on
Yes, she does.
All
I hate
the
it.
Details.
Oh, I hate it.
We talked about your birth at one point. She gave all the details on how you popped out. It was beautiful.
Oh, man, I've never been more mortified than that conversation.
I really thought she was gonna start at the beginning with your father. I thought she was.
When a man and a woman love each other.
She was that detailed.
She was very detailed. Thank you. Thank you so much for reminding me of that. Gosh.
You just let me know when a good time to call her is. Because she was sick the last time we talked to her.
I know.
Is she okay?
I hope so. I think Scotty's actually going to visit her this weekend for her birthday because he's good. A good son.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last night, I went to a school meeting.
Uh-oh.
I usually don't go to these things.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember anything. And it was one of those situations where Leslie had to take Caleb to his thing and pick up Landon. So then I had to take Jaden, my daughter, to her big meeting about her California trip. And it was me, a lot of moms, and maybe two other dads. I still don't remember what happened at the meeting. Do you have to go to those functions every once in a while, those meetings?
I'm going to be honest. Nope.
Oh, see, I don't either. This is my first time.
I went to one once, and it was so worthless that I looked at Chrissy and said, Chrissy, I'm never going to be here again.
Oh,
I will never, ever do this
again. I honestly think that's what happened to me years ago. I think I went to one with Leslie
because
she made me go, and I looked at her and I said, What was the purpose of me being here?
Yeah.
I don't even know what's going on.
Dude, I went to one and it was for Brody. It was a performance, like,
oh, those are the worst.
Evaluation or whatever. I'm like, well, he's four, you know? It was like, he's getting really good with his numbers. You know what I mean? I was just like, I know. I see him every day.
Man.
He can talk better-er. He's forming complete sentences. Yeah, okay. This really is worthless. I thought you guys had, like, some information about him being a genius or something. You're not sending him to a different school? No? It's literally just to high-five me? Cool, man.
Glad I came. Thanks.
I'll see you again never.
Yeah. Yeah, so having a daughter is a lot different than having a son. I got to experience drama.
Duh.
So it's the show choir going to California,
mm-hmm.
and they're performing.
I saw that.
Yeah, they're performing. And at the meeting, the teacher, whoever was in charge, said, okay, we're going to get all the chaperones up here. And everybody run to the chaperone that you want to be with. Go!
What?
And all the kids got up and just started running. There was, and they could only have four per chaperone. And there's, what, 50 girls? And maybe, I don't know, 10 guys?
Yeah.
And
show choir.
there was about 15 kids at one chaperone. Well, you know, that's not going to turn out good.
Yeah.
Fights started breaking out.
Okay.
Girls started crying.
Oh, my gosh.
I was sitting next to this mom, and her daughter came over, and she was bawling. I'm all alone, because apparently when you get your chaperone, they assign a seat, and this person didn't have a seat next to her friend, and everybody else had.
Gosh.
And I was going, oh, my gosh.
I couldn't live. I don't know.
It's the first time I've really experienced a horde of girls.
Yeah.
You call them that? What would you call that?
That's zombies.
Well, that's what it was like.
Gaggle of girls.
A gaggle of girls. Yes. Yeah. Preteen. Well, yeah, preteen. Some were probably 13.
Oh, man.
And it was crazy.
I'm so thankful I don't ever have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Of course, I say that, and who knows what will end up happening. Jack is in choir. So,
yeah,
he'll be one of the 10.
You know, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Those boys have it figured out. Or maybe they don't. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I was in choir in high school.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, see? I see. I see now.
Don't hate the player.
Yeah, I get it.
Hate the show choir. Just got to chime in on the live line. A Star member said, been driving since 8 p.m. last night. Driving to Cali. Keep me up, guys.
Are you kidding? Wow.
We got you.
Be safe. Yeah, that's a... Yeah, don't fall asleep. He's been driving since when?
8 p.m. last night.
Wow.
So that's 10 hours.
Yeah.
Where's he driving from? Maybe, I mean, I would assume here.
Yeah.
Isn't it only about a 10-hour drive?
Why don't you text us back, buddy? Where are you driving from? Give us complete details. What are you going to be doing?
I could never do overnight drives.
Yeah, see, I get here so early, so whenever we do have vacations and we drive somewhere, I want to leave at like 3 in the morning.
Because
the kids will be asleep.
Yeah.
And usually doesn't happen that
way. No, it never happens that way. Ever, ever, ever. I've tried that multiple times.
Yeah.
Because same thing. Early bird. I'm like, I will drive. You guys just sleep in the car. It's the best. It's cool in the morning.
My parents used to do that with me.
Yeah.
And
it never worked because it's like 11 a.m. And it's like, well, we got to stop and get breakfast. I'm like, this is literally the worst. We should be there by now.
Yep. 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 I hear you. Oh, man. Well, talking about my daughter and show choir, this story, pretty unbelievable. This kid, Zach, he's a senior at Holman in Holman, Wisconsin. And he showed up on Tuesday, which was Valentine's Day, with 625 long stem roses.
Whoa.
Again, he's a high school senior.
Okay.
He showed up with 625 long stem roses so he could give one to every girl in school.
Oh.
Yeah, Zach! Check this out. All the girls lined up in one of the hallways to get a rose from him.
Are you kidding me?
And he got a lot of hugs in return. Some of them even cried.
How much did that set him back, man?
Look at him right there. Look at him right there. All the girls lined up just wanting to get a rose from Zach. He wanted it to be a surprise, so he didn't even tell his sister, who's a sophomore. He used a bunch of air fresheners to mask the smell in their house.
Wow.
He says he ordered the flowers in bulk through Sam's Club. It cost him about $450.
Whoa, dude.
Then he spent 8 hours over the weekend trimming each rose and making sure they were all perfect before he handed them out. This kid. Look at that kid getting hugs.
People just freaking out.
Girls crying.
How long did that take?
Long time. 8 hours.
But I mean to hand out.
Oh. I don't know.
You know what I mean? It's like during the lunch break. All right, I only have 487 left.
Yeah, well, he had 625 long stem roses, so I'm guessing that's probably...
That's a long time.
That's a long time. I want to know, well, did he get a date? I
mean, okay.
Did he find a girlfriend?
Oh.
Because you wouldn't do something like that if you had a girlfriend. So obviously, you're doing that.
Yeah, but maybe he just has a heart of gold and wanted everyone to feel special. Maybe it's not about that for him, Dex.
Well.
Besides, he got multiple dates. Am I right? I'm just kidding.
That is a really cool thing.
That's awesome.
That's a young man there that respects women.
Yeah.
Wanted to do something nice for all the ladies. Because let's face it. You know, and you're in high school. Not every girl has a Valentine's Day date.
Hey, on Monday, we should do this.
What?
We'll buy a bunch of roses and take them and hand them out to every girl in high school.
Okay. That. No. That's.
No?
No. That would be pretty creepy.
Could you imagine? The morning invasion takes over high school.
Yeah. That would be one of those situations where the news would be like, we want to do a story on you guys. And we thought they come and film us and we're like handing out the roses. And then it's like, you know.
Creeper mortgage.
Yeah. The news report comes on. It's the, you know, it's the main story. And they're just like, two Albuquerque DJs creeped on a bunch of high school girls. The news does that all the time. Ask Ricky about it. They used to do that to Ricky all the time at the gym.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. One time, Ricky from Jackson's, the news said, hey, we want to come down and do a story on Jackson's. We hear it's just, man, it's blowing up. You guys have all these really big fighters. We'd love to come down there. Sure, come on down.
Yeah.
They filmed. It went great.
Yeah.
News came on, and it was about kids. Young kids fighting each other, and if it should be okay to let your kids.
That's false. That's a lie. That's entrapment.
Yeah, it is. I know. I couldn't believe it either.
They can't do that.
They did it.
Wow. Our overnight driver chimed back in. Albuquerque to Yosemite. It's about a 15-hour drive.
Wow, man.
We believe in you, man. Yosemite Sam!
You see, are you going the whole way, man? You're 10 hours in. I guess, you know, you're about 5 hours away. So.
Hey, don't do that, you dumb.
Keep going, man.
You can't push remind through. Him how much more he has. It's like at the workout yesterday, Jake was like, halfway through! And I'm like, halfway? I can't do another half of this?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, think about it, man. By the end of our show, you're pretty much there.
That's true. We're going to become acquainted. Here's a rose.
If you could keep us updated throughout the show, we'd appreciate it.
Just need some updates, man.
Yeah. What else we got on the show today? Besides calling Steve-O's mom, we got Amy. 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk fitness with Amy. You had a couple things to talk about this morning.
Yeah. Dude, check this out. Not to be outdone, Bawataba out in Austria chimed in and said, oh, yeah? This guy gave 900 flowers. This is crazy.
Donald Trump did?
No, oh. This kid, 14 years old.
900?
He said no girl should feel alone on Valentine's Day. He's a middle schooler.
Wow.
Yeah. He totally rocked 900.
Wow, you totally one-upped my story.
Every girl in school. Yeah, carnations, though. Let's be real.
Okay.
They're carnations. Okay.
Yeah.
He said a carnation's a better flower because it's a friendship flower. It's a better symbol than a rose. Dude, you literally just friend-zoned yourself with every girl in school.
Yep. Yep, you did. Yep. Were the girls crying over the carnations? I don't think so.
I mean,
there's nothing in that story, I bet, that said the girls were lined up and they were crying.
No,
Zach. Yeah. Oh, Zach in Wisconsin. He spent $450 on roses. How much did he spend on those carnations?
Oh, I already closed
probably
the story.
$20? $30 on 1,000 of those?
Yeah.
I used to work in a rose garden.
Really? That's cool. I used to listen to Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the jungle. Right. We got fun and games.
Okay.
Appetite for Destruction, man. It's a great album. Albert, we got you, man. Albert is the one traveling to Yosemite. Going to send updates. He trusts that we will keep him alive. That's good, man. Up here in Walkerton, Indiana, at the John Glenn High School, two high school students got all of the girls' chocolates this year.
No kidding. Yeah. What is going on?
Which, by the way, shout out to Walkerton, Indiana, where we just got a text on the live line from.
Indiana?
That's Randy in Indiana. That's cool, man. Walkerton, Indiana. It's always fun hearing from people from all over.
I wish I could say Indiana's beautiful, but it's really not.
What? What are you talking about?
It's not beautiful there.
The Hoosiers, man.
Yeah, there's no mountains there.
I've never been to Indiana, actually.
I've seen Hoosiers. There's no mountains.
Yeah. It's one of my wife's favorite movies. I remember when she told me that, and I was like, Hoosiers?
She's a basketball girl.
Yeah, she is. She is.
I used to love that movie.
What about Blue Chips, man?
Blue Chips.
Blue Chips.
Okay.
Nick Nolte and Shaq.
All right. I've had about enough of you.
Okay. It's 6:27, so you got about 3.5 hours, man, of this loving right here.
Woo.
Shout out to all the New Mexico State wrestling competitors. Wrestle hard. We just got that on the live line. I don't know. Somebody is heading up to Colorado with the youth from their church for a winter weekend. Be safe, man.
Yeah. Yeah, my oldest son, Caleb, he's heading up to Durango this weekend with his church group.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for joining us, Starmy. 585 Live, if you want to check in, you want to contribute to the show. We love when you tell us where you're texting in from.
Yeah.
Coming back with headlines, you have...
I got a ton this morning, man.
Bunch
got something
stuff.
With Whoopi Goldberg. Got an update from Conor McGregor throwing down on some protesters.
Good.
As well as some Ben Affleck news. Yeah. Nerd talk.
All right. We'll be right back. Hang out.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The president's first solo White House news conference ran an hour and 17 minutes. He insulted the press.
The level of dishonesty is out of control.
Mr. Trump said he took office a month ago inheriting a mess, but he insists his administration is running
like a fine-tuned machine.
Trump says he's chosen Alexander Acosta to be the next Secretary of Labor.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, sat down with his Russian counterpart for the first meeting between the two countries' top generals in more than 3 years.
Quite a few things seem to be raising blood pressure levels across the country.
The American Psychological Association's annual Stress in America survey shows many Americans are stressed out over politics and more. People are particularly stressed out about personal safety, police violence against minorities, and terrorism.
First-time jobless claims up by 5,000 last week.
On the crowded U.S. sports menu, biathlon rarely rates. But now, 35-year-old Lowell Bailey has broken through the crowd. At the World Championships in Austria, Bailey won the men's 20-kilometer race. He won the timed event by 3.3 seconds and was a perfect 20 for 20 in the target shooting.
It's been part of Monopoly since 1935, but the thimble will no longer be a game piece. It'll be replaced. Hasbro's holding a contest to come up with 8 tokens used to move around the board. They could include emojis, a rubber duck, or a hashtag. Winners to be announced next month.
He totally had that story coming up. He stole it from us. Good morning. Tex and Steve-O, 635.
Oh, what is the high today? 60 degrees?
What's the weekend look like?
Weekend's looking all right. Saturday's going to be about 60 degrees, but it's going to dip back to the 50s on Sunday with a little rain, a potential snow, but it looks more like rain to me.
We're just going
to
dip down.
Just going to dip down into the 50s there. Yeah.
All right. That's fine. Drop it!
So far, so good on the roads this Friday morning. No accidents to report at this time. There's road construction, Wantabo Boulevard, between Montgomery and Spain. That's reducing everything to one lane there. Wyoming, between Paseo and Alameda. The right lane is closed there due to construction. And Ladera, between Atrisco and 72nd. Some roadway construction, reducing it to one lane. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Amy, our coach at Bear Canyon, will be joining us 7 o'clock hour. Talk health, fitness, and we'll...
We're gonna grill her in Mexico, man.
Well, yeah, she adopted 12 kids.
Yeah. Did she eat healthy while on vacation?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Also, we thought we'd save this letter we got for the ladies. Becca was supposed to come in with Amy.
Yeah, I even talked to Becca about this letter yesterday, and she's like, "Oh, that's great."
Yeah, 7:30. We'll
now
read
I'm
the letter.
Be outnumbered.
What?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
I mean, Beck was kind of on my side.
That's not true at all. Why do you think that?
Because I talked to her yesterday at the gym and told her about the letter. And she was like, oh, man. Because I don't think you and I are on the same page with this Star Me letter.
It's weird, Steve-O, because I talked to her at the gym yesterday and she was on my side.
Oh, okay.
We're also going to call Steve-O's mom this morning and wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah, today's my mom's birthday, guys. You know what else is today?
What?
New movie releases.
Oh, my gosh.
I need to get a movie intro thing.
Yeah.
I need to find one.
You ever want to see a movie about Matt Damon going to China to look for the secret of black powder and stumble across war against dragon-like creatures that rise up every 6 years to feed on people?
Wow.
I know I do!
Hooray!
The Great Wall releases today. Here's why I'm excited. House of Flying Daggers. The director of House of Flying Daggers directed The Great Wall. It looks awesome.
Let's watch the trailer.
No, you can't watch the trailer. Oh, okay.
Oh, look at that landscape.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm telling you.
One of mankind's greatest wonders. Is this based on a true story?
No, dude. It's about a dude who's fighting dragons.
Yeah, dragons existed back then 1,700 years ago.
Gonna need to turn off.
Matt Damon, I cannot take you in this role.
And Pedro Pascal from Game of Thrones, fellow mercenary who helps Matt Damon fight the creatures. Willem Dafoe's in it. Yeah. He's another white dude being held prisoner by the Wallace Guardians.
They don't look like
they should be fighting dragons with the Chinese.
Well, I didn't want to say it. I just wanted.
Okay.
Why a couple Americans are, you know.
Okay, well, Jing Chan, she's in it. She's in Kong, Skull Island. She's also in Pacific Rim 2.
Cool.
And she's starting to get a name for herself. So, boom! It's not all whitewashed. What, you never heard that? They whitewash things? Yeah.
Okay.
No.
It looks good. Okay. It does. I think this will be a fun movie.
There you go. It'll be a fun movie. I don't know how good, quote unquote, it looks. Well, but I like Matt Damon.
And I love dragons.
Did you ever see Reign of Fire?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That was a great movie. Christian Bale.
Christian Slater, bro. And Corey Feldman, who is so good.
Oh,
they fought dragons. An
amazing
with
comedy.
Reeves.
Amazing comedy.
Dude, and Matthew McConaughey in what was one of his toughest roles ever.
Toughest roles?
He was so bad in that, man.
Oh, you
with
mean
the
like
shaved
tough.
Head, like, yeah,
tough.
Bro. Yeah, it was a really grueling shoot. He had to jump towards a dragon with an axe.
Yeah.
He fought dragons.
Totally.
That's seriously still one of my favorite McConaughey films, just because he's so tough in that movie.
That's
you know who
movie.
Else is in that? That was before he was anybody? Gerard Butler.
Oh, yeah.
He plays
right.
the friend. He plays Christian Bale's friend. Like, he's just, yeah. Mm. That movie is great! Reign of Fire, everyone. A teacher proposed to another teacher in front of her class. Yeah, said she. A 39-year-old science teacher in Dayton, Ohio, named Jason Seifert, proposed to his girlfriend this week. Her name is Allie Barker. And she's 28. She's a fifth grade math teacher at the same school. A video of him proposing is blowing up online because he did it on Valentine's Day in front of her entire class.
There's a rumor going around that Ms. Barker and I are dating. So it's about time that we address that, I think, because I had a couple kids come up to me at recess today and was talking about it. Okay. The answer is yes, we are dating.
Quiet down.
And we are a little bit more than dating.
These kids are losing their minds.
We are a little bit more than dating.
Is this allowed at schools?
I am completely in love with her.
Is he going to get fired?
Probably.
Quiet, please.
Whoa.
This is his moment. Let him have it.
It sounds like the meeting I was at last night.
If Miss Barker would like to become Mrs. Cypher.
I feel like
great girls.
I feel like those teachers are going to get fired. Guarantee you, we're going to come back on Monday, and that's going to be one of the
teacher
headlines.
Fired for. I wonder if he had to get a. How do you do that? They filmed that. Dude, I went and filmed my son at the school dance. Yeah, hey!
I don't think they had any kids in the shot.
There wasn't even anybody else in it. It was just me. Oh, they didn't have any kids in the shot.
Yeah.
So, huh? That's okay. How they did it. That's how they did it.
I guarantee you there's going to be a parent that freaks out.
I heard my daughter squeal for joy in that. I'm suing. Because I'm a crazy parent. You have those friends? Do you have any of those friends that, like, just so protective of their kids, they don't like anything on social media, and they don't like sharing anything, and they're just really protective and weird?
Yeah, trying to think. I got a text message last night. I did. Yeah, a friend of mine.
Oh, man.
You tag somebody on Facebook, and the next thing, they're freaking out.
Hey, man, don't be my friend on social media.
Yeah, I'm unfriending him.
I got a question. You've seen the Star Wars films, right?
No, I haven't seen any.
Oh, okay. Well, then you won't care about this. You know Jar Jar Binks, that bumbling, poorly constructed, borderline racist character that everybody hates?
Yeah, that was the mistake.
Yeah. What if Jar Jar Binks wasn't a bumbling, poorly constructed, borderline racist character, but the real evil mastermind of the Star Wars prequels? It's ridiculous. I think it's stupid. But it's a fan theory that is going around right now. And there's an 8.5 minute video that makes a compelling case. Basically, in the first prequel, Jar Jar was acting like an idiot. The plan was to reveal himself as an evil Sith Lord later on, but people hated the character so much that Lucas got cold feet and wrote him out of the next two movies. The video points out moments where Jar Jar appears to be using the Force and Jedi mind tricks, and the fact that he's the one who convinces the Galactic Senate to give absolute power to Palpatine, who's actually the evil Emperor.
Wow.
Uh-oh, nerd alert, man.
It sounds really stupid, but there's a lot more to it, and I'm telling you, if you watch the video, you might at least consider it a possibility. I think he's still a bumbling idiot, and he was put in there for Lucas's grandkids, which is what he said.
Huh.
That's what I choose to believe that.
This nerd doesn't know a layup from a bank shot.
Okay, well, a layup is underhand.
Not necessarily.
And a bank shot is when it goes off the glass. Barry, you jerk. Before he was famous, Weird Al Yankovic recorded a parody of Taxman by the Beatles called Pac-Man. But the Beatles' legal team shut it down, so it was never officially released. Until now!
I love to gobble up those dots. Keep pumping quarters in the slots.
You like Weird Al?
I do.
They call it
song's going to be on his new box set that comes out later this year. It's like one of my first tapes, I think. Somebody got it for me, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah, we interviewed Weird Al a long time ago, and you would be shocked how many songs he has written and produced that he's never been able to even play. Because the artist will come back and say, nah, I don't want you.
Well, I know Coolio and him had like war of words, man, over like Gangster's Paradise and Amish Paradise. That was not... Coolio did not think that was Coolio. Weird Al. Interesting. I loved UHF. Do you remember his movie, UHF?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I never was a huge fan, but
I thought he was hilarious when I was a kid.
I went to school with a kid who was, think of a crazy fan.
Yeah.
He looked like Weird Al. That's how much.
He had the mustache?
He had a mustache. As a kid. And he wore, yeah, he did. Eighth grade. And he wore Weird Al t-shirts.
Oh, like Hawaiian shirts?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
He loved him. Had a perm.
What?
Yep. Yep, he sat in the back of the bus.
Dude. James Corden recently sat down with Matt Damon, who was also sitting next to Will Arnett. Will Arnett, as we all know, voices Batman in the Lego movies. So, of course, James Corden had to corner Matt Damon and ask him, who plays the better Batman, Will Arnett or your best friend, Ben Affleck?
Ben's like, he really took the Batman thing pretty seriously because his 4-year-old thinks he's actually Batman.
Right.
But what happened, this twist that none of us saw coming, like that was a really sweet thing and we were all really excited. Oh, that's cute. Sam thinks he's Batman. But then Sam was convinced that the FedEx guy was the Joker.
Right.
Because it's the same colors, you know?
Sure.
Right?
So, yeah.
So, you know, the green and the purple and the, you know, and so, you know, whenever the FedEx guy comes, which is often to them, you know, they get packages and scripts. And
sure.
Like that. You know, it's dad, Joker here. So Ben literally is on a first name basis with this guy because he went out the first day and was like, I'll give you $20 if, like, we pretend to fight. My kid thinks you're the Joker.
Oh, I love that.
And so he has to send him away every day. You know, get out of here, Joker.
Oh, that is the
Batman voice. And his kid thinks it's the greatest thing
of
ever.
Of course he does.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. Guys, stop giving Affleck a hard time. Which, by the way, I've got an update.
Let's go talk to the nerds.
It's Nerd Talk.
We mentioned it early in the week. Rumors have been swirling that Ben Affleck is dropping out of Batman and DC's movie universe. However, a new report in Hollywood Life has put an end to all speculation. The website said there is no truth to the claim that Affleck is planning to hang up his bat suit. A source told the outlet he's excited and ready to roll with the upcoming movies featuring Batman. Stop it, girl!
That is such great news.
I'll tell you right now, man, that better be real news.
Yeah, we were a little worried.
Yeah, we were. You and I are both huge fans.
Yeah, I thought he was such a great Batman.
Michael Keaton, that's childhood, man.
Sure.
I honestly think Affleck's right there. I loved his portrayal of Batman.
He did a great job.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of Batman, you know, he dropped out as the director so that he could focus solely on playing the part of Batman. And obviously for Matt Damon, it sounds like he took it pretty seriously.
Yeah, his 4-year-old son thinks he's Batman.
How cool would that be? Oh, yeah.
How cool would that be?
That is the coolest. Well, Warner Brothers, obviously, they've had a tough time keeping directors involved. You've got Affleck dropping out and, you know. The good news about Affleck stepping down from the director's chair is that it put Matt Reeves in a position to take over. Matt Reeves has directed Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and one of my personal favorites, Cloverfield. Oh, gosh. And so there's a new rumor going around that says not only is he going to be directing the Batman, but it could be kind of like the Russo brothers did with Captain America. They directed a Captain America movie, and then they directed another Captain America, and now they're directing the next Avengers. Turns out, if all goes well with the Batman film, Matt Reeves is negotiating a multi-picture deal that will lock him in to direct future DC projects. It would give him major power in the casting process and would likely see him stay involved with the DCU well past 2020.
Wow.
So that could be Green Lantern. That could mean a lot of things for characters. And Matt Reeves is incredible.
Yeah.
So I'm all for that. I hope that's real.
Good, man.
Please be real.
It's real, man.
Love you, Matt Reeves. In other nerd talk, can I do one more nerd talk story?
Go for
it. Are you going to be okay?
Go for it.
I know.
Nerd alert!
Okay, well, one of the raddest dudes on the planet. And I say that, and I'm sure I'm going to get some flack for it because I know people are one way or the other. I love Mel Gibson.
I love
Mel Gibson.
Don't even look at me. I love him too. I'm just kidding.
Okay, good. I'm a fan, dude. I am a fan since I was a kid. And yes, he has done some stupid things in his personal life. But guess what? He's a human being, not beyond redemption.
Amen.
And had to take it to Jesus. You know what I mean? And he Amen. Did. In fact, in a really great interview recently, I believe he was at Harvest Crusade. And he was being interviewed. And it was like, yes, dude. He was humble. He was broken and honest. And it was like, what can you say? What can you say? Well, if you were a fan of the Suicide Squad movie, David Ayer directed that one. Well, Warner Brothers is actually currently courting Mel Gibson to direct the sequel.
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine a Mel Gibson directed Suicide Squad?
Wow. That's... Wait, remember he... Well, he did say he would never be in a superhero movie, right?
He is currently familiarizing himself with the material. The studio is not being passive. They're looking for other directors as well. Hmm. So they're presenting it to him. So here's my honest hope. It's like, hey, dive in and start opening up to the idea of directing this comic book film. And then they're going to go, ah, we found somebody else. And then he's going to be like, oh, that stinks. And then one of his best friends in the world, Robert Downey Jr., is going to go, hey, man, I would do another Iron Man if you directed it.
Oh.
He's already said that multiple times. Robert Downey Jr. attributes Mel Gibson as the reason he's clean and sober and alive today.
Wow.
Because he fell into drugs and crazy, and Mel was the one that didn't turn his back on him. So he's always said that Mel needs a second chance because he was the guy that was there to help him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, oh man.
Yeah. I would like to see him, do
something,
do a superhero movie.
Something
of some
good. Yeah. So there's quite a bit to it, but I mean, that would be amazing. Good. If that's yeah. Monopoly fans have voted and the thimble. You out.
Good. I hate the thimble.
You fired. Another piece of random nostalgia is died. A tragic, unceremonious death. Hasbro announced that Monopoly fans have spoken and the Thimble game piece was voted out. It has been one of the tokens in the game since it debuted in 1935.
Wow.
So if you're upset about this, Hasbro is running a vote where people can pick a new game piece. There's sunglasses, a penguin, a hashtag, four different emoji faces. Well, to make room for this, one of the originals had to go, and the thimble lost. We find out what's actually replacing it next month. It is the second domestic item to be removed from the game in the past 4 years. The iron was removed in 2013 and replaced by a cat because of Teo.
Because of Teo?
Yeah, I mean, he voted in the cat. He loves cats. Loves them. Any time for one more?
Yeah, I had it.
A new survey asked what people will do with their tax refund this year, and most aren't admitting they're just going to blow it on the new iPhone or Taco Tuesday or what they're really going to do it. Here's what people claim they're going to do with their tax return this year. Number one, put all of it in savings. Yeah, right.
I wish.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah. Number two, pay off debt. There you go. That's my honest answer. Number three, put the money toward a vacation.
Yeah.
Wish. Number four, splurge on something for myself.
Yeah.
Or number five, make a major purchase. That means that 79% of people are going to be using that money responsibly. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I haven't got my taxes done yet.
By the way, the Live Line just chimed in and said that Mel Gibson, you know, he just directed Hacksaw Ridge. That movie was incredible. According
to
them. That's all I've heard too. I gotta see it, man.
What I hear.
Yeah. Thanks, Starmie. Thanks for being with us this morning, you guys. Just hanging out.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Amy from Bear Canyon CrossFit joins us. We're going to talk health, fitness. If you guys have any questions, maybe you're on that journey of trying to get healthy in 2017. You got questions. Amy, she's an incredible coach. She's here. We also have a letter coming up at 7:30. We'll be right back.
You ready?
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Here they come!
Good morning.
Yo. It is 7:10. High today of 60 degrees.
They're not working?
Not working? You turn your little volume up there?
Nothing?
Can you hear me?
Well, I mean, I can hear you because I'm wearing different headphones.
Guys, stand by. Amy is having some issues over here with her headphones.
So
are these the
issues.
Same ones?
They might be the same ones.
Plug
but
it in.
I just checked them, though. I thought they were fine.
Okay, let's see. Maybe it was me. Whoa. Can you hear me?
Can you hear yourself?
I can hear myself.
Okay. Sorry, I just had to plug them in.
Can you hear
just
me?
To...
Well, I don't know. Can you hear yourself?
I know. Mike, yes. I've always been able to hear you.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday. I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amy. She is one of our coaches at Bear Canyon CrossFit.
So glad to be back.
Yeah, welcome to the States. Yeah.
It's good to have you in America.
Thanks. Good to be back. I was glad I was able to get back.
I was going
to
say, you probably didn't have any trouble. Blonde hair. Little blondie white girl.
A little nervous. Crossing that border, wondering if I'd ever see anybody ever again.
Oh, man.
Praying that the person in charge wasn't going to pull the plug on people getting back into the United States. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. You're like the whitest name on the planet. You would have no trouble.
I don't know. It was a little touch and go there.
You did tan quite a bit, actually, being in that sun.
You know, being on that surfboard for a week, I did get a little bit of color.
You did.
So where exactly did you go in Mexico?
I flew into Puerto Vallarta, and then we went to a small, beautiful town called Sausalito.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
That sounds incredible.
Okay.
That sounds incredible.
Look at Archie. She's like dropping stuff off. What are you doing? What is this? Food. You're dropping food off?
Food?
It's healthy. This is Archie. Archie's just like, hi.
We love Archie's one
of
our favorites.
I'm like, I can't even see.
Archie,
what are you doing?
Seasonal fruit.
No, okay.
That's a good one.
Good morning. Yeah, no kidding. Hi. Whoa. Speaking of Mexico,
she just got back from Mexico.
Archie, you can grab the mic. Archie, get in here. Get on the mic. We're making you talk.
Archie is one of our favorite listeners ever.
Oh, well, welcome.
Hello.
She brought healthy food. I like her.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I always enjoy your shows on Fridays.
Thank you.
So here's something really interesting. We were seriously just talking about this.
Seriously?
Amy just got back from Mexico, and we were pseudo joking about, you know, the troubles of getting back into America. But you will never have that trouble because you recently did something incredible. Tell us what you did, Archie.
Yes, I became a citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw that on Facebook and I was like, no way, congratulations, that's amazing. So it's possible to do it legally is what you're saying.
Definitely.
That is so surprising because I haven't heard anything like that on the news.
You know,
I didn't realize you could actually legally do that.
I actually made videos, like journal videos. So I'm planning to make like a little document or something like that.
How to do it legally.
Yes.
How to do it legally.
That's great.
That is incredible. So you
become legal. Book or whatever.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
How to,
yeah. So, Archie, you've actually chimed in before because we talk with, you know, Amy and Beck on Fridays, and you like rocked into this like healthy eating.
I did. Yes. As soon as you started with all the preparation and I started with the journal, right?
Good. Yeah.
When you said, okay, we have to do.
We have one person.
Yes. I think I have my book here.
Eat that mic.
I started with the journal every day, every hour, and then when Dex came the next week and told you what he was doing, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so me. I am just not really good at all that.
Yeah, like the first 3 days were okay. It was kind of fun, but then it was, oh man, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I'm really seeing what I'm eating. And, oh, this is I don't know if I want to know what I'm eating and putting in my body.
I honestly, I kind of like cheated in one day. I didn't put exactly what I ate.
Oh my God. And it's so bad. Because everybody's going to see it. I mean, the journal is for you, but you're cheating for you.
Yeah, no, exactly. So the next week when you said, okay, food prep, and I'm like, okay, food prep, okay, I'm going to start doing the chicken and the rice and the veggies and all that. And I did that, and then I struggled with, okay, how much I'm going to spend in all this food, right? Yeah, yeah. So you guys talked about the different places buying bulk and all that stuff. I'm like, okay, I'm doing it that now.
Oh my God, we have people that are listening actually doing this?
Yeah. Of course, Amy! You have a great responsibility!
You do!
Don't
you
blow it!
Do.
Oh my God, I'm overwhelmed right now.
No, seriously, yeah. And then I brought fruit because I knew it was Friday and I knew Amy was coming.
Aww.
So I'm like, okay, I need...
That is so awesome.
That's awesome.
We love
RG. Glad you're here.
So from a female perspective, you're just jumping on this, you know, a few weeks. You've been listening and we've been talking and trying to do this in the new year. How has your experience been?
Okay. Well, I started working out too.
Okay.
And I'm kind of like putting a goal. I'm setting a goal for a marathon. There's going to be a marathon in May, run for the zoo or something like that.
Yeah.
So I told my cousin, we kind of got together. Now we have 7 girls.
Okay.
And we meet every Sunday. And we started doing this workout kind of schedule, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So we're preparing for that. And it helps me have that motivation, right?
Yeah.
And now with the food, it's like, okay, I know what to eat now because I've been working out, trying to run the 3K, no, 5K. It's 5K.
Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, I have my food. Kind of like I know what to do now with my food and how to eat healthy, and now with the workout.
Are you going? So. Are you jumping right in and going to the extreme with this?
No,
or?
I cannot do that.
I was going to say. I was hoping you didn't.
I can't. No.
For me, every time I would jump in and go just full force, that's when I would just fall off the wagon.
I have a 5-pound bag of brown rice at home that is still unopened.
Can I have it?
I just got the dirtiest look.
It's so easy.
I know, but I don't want
rice.
To.
By next week, when we check in next Friday, you're going to have eaten that brown rice. You're going to have to cook that brown rice and get over your fear of brown rice.
Somebody just chimed in. Somebody just chimed in on the line and said, Amy, we are always listening.
Always. All around the world.
I'm overwhelmed.
That's
I gotta
very
be so
true.
Careful on what I say this morning.
We teased that you were gonna be here, of course, 7 o'clock hour, and we already got like 3 questions on the live line for you. People were just like, Amy's gonna be there, okay.
Well, I am so happy that you've taken the steps to do that.
Yeah.
Have you done a marathon before?
Well, sort of. I did the
I cheered at one.
Yeah.
I saw Patriots Day in theaters.
No, what's it called? The neon lights, and it's like a marathon last year. So
the color run.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like in a week before we said, okay, let's do it.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay. So I sort of ran, but I didn't.
Did you finish the marathon?
I walked. And that actually made me think, okay, if I was able to run and walk, maybe I can do the whole running for the next one.
Wow. Yeah, there's a great app. I'll just throw it out there. Hal Higman's app on running a marathon.
Okay.
It's the one that I use when I'm getting ready to do a marathon, where it tells you every day. Because if you're going to run a marathon and not be crippled for a month after, in order to complete that successfully, it's important to be running every day. Or 6 days a week, or it'll tell you, today you run 1 mile, then you run 3 miles, then you run 5 miles, then you run 6. So look up Hal Higman's running app, and it's a great way to kind of pace yourself and make sure that you're, you know, prepping your body, because 21.6, 22, what is it? What is a marathon? 23?
Well, this one is 5K.
It's not a marathon.
It's not a full marathon.
It's a marathon, Amy. Please, come on.
So that's 3 miles.
It's a marathon. Come on. fun.
Yeah, 5K is 3 miles.
Okay, wait.
So in Mexico, so it is.
The difference between a 22-mile run and a 3-mile run, yeah. I take that back about the Helen Hickman earbuds.
No, I was about to download it. I don't care. I'll still download it. Yeah. Yeah. Amy, still, it's a marathon, okay?
There's a difference between a marathon and a 5K, but for today, we're proud of you for doing a race.
Oh, there you go. Man. Well, you can work your way up to a marathon next year.
Yeah, probably next year, but it's a marathon. Come on, guys.
That is funny.
If you guys want to chime in on the live line, 585-LIVE, I know we got some text messages.
Yeah, somebody just chimed and said, my fiance and I like to make real fruit and vegetable smoothies. Throw a bunch of fruit, bunch of vegetables, a little bit of yogurt and ice. They make yummy smoothies. The other day I realized that the yogurt is giving me gas because I'm lactose intolerant, and my fiance's response was, it's okay, babe. You're just farting out the toxins. No question here. Just figured I'd share that with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
So, that sounds good. Or cool, go to lactose-free milk.
I use almond milk.
Or almond milk. It's gentler on the stomach.
Yeah. I use almond milk for whether it's my overnight oats or anything, because I'm not good with dairy.
Me
man.
Either. Like, I stay completely away from dairy.
So, yeah, almond milk is my jam. That's where I go. Yep.
Great alternative.
Man.
Yeah. So you don't have to fart your day away.
Yeah.
You could make a slight change and not be farting all day long. And probably the people around you would appreciate that.
They probably would. They probably would.
Dex! Don't you put me on blast.
Speaking of blast, this last week we were doing wall balls.
Okay.
And I couldn't breathe because, Amy, everyone takes you seriously.
You know what? Cut his mic.
Last week on the show, you said, hey, man, it's okay. Everybody passes gas. Just go for it in the gym, man.
Shut it down.
So I'm standing next to my workout partner trying to do a wall ball, and I almost fell over.
Okay.
And he was like, Amy said it, just let it out.
Yeah, everybody's like, just let it go, man.
Did you see my post yesterday?
It was
all about that yesterday.
Really?
It was about make sure you fart, otherwise the gas travels up your spine into your brain, and that's where you get your crappy ideas.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. That's good.
That's why Dex has all the good ideas, because he releases all of the toxins into my nostrils.
Most of the guys that I work out with through the day, you can talk to, sorry, Mark Travis, but the farts that come out of him will blow you away in the gym.
Don't the leggings or whatever, that legging thing that you were using, maybe help with the fart?
I mean, you would think
the compression tights.
The compression tights.
No.
They keep them in.
Or?
Yeah. I love my compression pants. Everybody keeps making fun of them.
Yeah, they're great, but they're not going to keep you from farting.
No, they're not.
Let's go ahead and make that claim so people don't go run out and get a bunch of compression tights.
Speaking of being gassy, somebody just chimed in and said, but what are your thoughts on drinking apple cider vinegar? Are you a fan? My wife does that.
Yeah. I do that.
Tastes awful. It's good for the digestion. It's recommended.
Good for heartburn.
You know what my wife's doing right now?
The pills?
Pills
aren't as good, because they're, I think the liquid form is better. It goes right directly to your system quicker than the pill.
Chrissy's like a weird farmer hippie person, so she actually makes her own kombucha. Like, she seriously, we have all these bottles with, like, octopi in them. I don't even know. These, like, it's a living organism.
Oh, you need to share that with me. Like, I'd love to try that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right. Yeah. That's what she's doing right now. And I say she because I tried it once and, yeah. Not for me, man. Not for me. People are going crazy on the live line. Hurt my lower back squatting, so are there things I can do not to lose mass, or should I just be careful, let it rest for a couple weeks?
Oh boy, let it rest, right?
Yeah.
I'm horrible at resting. I mean, if anybody's listening knows that I've had some injuries and I just continue to push through it, but it never heals properly. You know what I mean? So, you know, why do it if it's hurting your lower back? You know, there's other things you can do. You can do upper body, and work on your upper body, work on your presses and your push press and all that, and stay off your back and your squats and stuff like that just to heal.
Okay.
That's my recommendation on that.
So if they don't want to lose mass.
You're not going to lose mass in a couple weeks of resting.
Really?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, think of how long it takes to build the mass. You're not going to lose it in a couple weeks.
And even if for you took off like 6 months, I've heard you have muscle
memory. Why would
memory.
You take off six?
A little bit, but those people that come to my HIIT classes on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and you know they come in, they've taken 2 weeks off, and then I'm like, come on, let's go. They're dying.
Yeah.
Even me taking the week off in Mexico and coming back and teaching on Monday.
Yeah.
In the middle of the wall ball slam, you know, intervals, things that I do with the women and the men that are in the class. I was dying.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, God, it's that's intense. Surfing and doing a wall ball, not the same.
I'm going to put one of my friends on blast real quick. Her name is Shannon, and you met her. She was at the gym with my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she's
so
great.
Right. Well, here's the thing with Shannon.
She reminds me of you.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with Shannon. Wow. So she went, I think, 3 times, and now she can't move her arms, you know, because that's what happens if you've never done this before.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just... Yeah, but you sore everywhere, and now she's. I don't know if I can do this. I think I ripped tendons, and I'm like, you didn't rip tendons.
Not good.
No,
okay,
she didn't rip tendons, but she was sore. Yeah.
Well, she needs to one modify like crazy, which she did.
Yeah,
and you have to modify like crazy, and then also you've got to roll out.
Yeah,
you've got to stretch those muscles and roll out.
I was the same way when I first started.
Yeah.
I felt
get
the
her
same
butt
way.
Back in there. Where are you?
Well, now she's scared. You
well,
know?
Oh, here's the thing, though. She just needs. She needs that friend. She needs that accountability. You got to call her out because Teo was really adamant about me working my shoulder because I my left shoulder is bad, man. And so I would have issues. And Teo's like, are you sure you're having issues or you just haven't built up enough strength there? Why don't you try less weight and keep going with it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a fine line on that, right? Because we don't ever want people to push beyond
injured. You can tell if you're just really sore and being a baby.
Yeah, then she's just sore.
Shannon, you're being a baby. Get back into the gym.
She's sore and a baby, man.
I was the exact same way. And so you take, after going 2 or 3 days, then you take 4 or 5 days off so you can recover and I can finally, you know, extend my arms all the way. And then I can see why some people decide, I don't know if I want to go back.
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
You know, you should because you won't feel like that again. I think that's the initial, like, 3 or 4 days of you just trying to, you know, your body is in
shock.
And
just walking. I tell people, go to CrossFit. You know, if you're doing a lot of squatting and stuff and the next day you can barely get up out of it, get up and take a walk.
Yeah, dude.
Move it. Flush your body, you know, so you can get back into it.
I have stairs in my house and it's killer.
Climb the
especially
stairs.
If we do, like, man, the next day I'm like, all right, I got to do this. And I'll just walk up and down my stairs to, like, get blood flowing and, like, trying to, like...
Yeah.
We got 2 quick questions. I know we're up against a break, but... somebody wanted to know what you think of supplements.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, I think that that's a really good question. And I personally, this is just my personal thing, don't do a lot of supplements. I do a multivitamin. I feel like you can get a lot of this through food.
Yeah.
And so why are we popping all these pills to make sure that we get everything in?
Yeah.
Where if we have really healthy food and clean eating, I think that would suffice it. So my vote is... Don't overwhelm yourself with multiple of supplements. There's a thousand of them out there. And so just stay clean with your food.
I remember walking into there's a shop in Rio Rancho that a friend of mine owns from high school. And it was like, bro, protein, you got to blah, when I first started at Bear Canyon. And I went over there and I was so overwhelmed because I thought I was just going to buy protein. And then it was like, now there's this pre-workout and the post-workout and your recovery
and
this,
your fish
and
oil.
Your blah and your that. $700. And I'm like, I don't need any of this. So I seriously, I'll rock a protein shake after, you know, and that's all I do as far as...
And they say, you know, the one supplement that CrossFit overall recommends is fish oil.
Okay.
And I have a very hard time taking it. Have you ever tried fish oil?
Yeah. The pills. They just take the
super
pills.
Super hard. And then you burp it up all day long, right?
Pass.
It's disgusting. And I believe in a protein. I mean, I do a protein and a pre-workout before I work out, finish my protein after I work out. We recommend it in our nutrition and our diet is to use a really good whey protein. But to popping all these pills, I don't know.
All right.
Boats out.
Amy is hanging out with us from Bear Canyon CrossFit, and our good friend RG
stepped
in and brought us some food.
That's so America. Awesome.
Thanks
America.
For us.
America!
Yeah.
Yes!
She's an American.
You're
she's
a citizen
official.
Now!
So
yay!
Dope.
I love that. She's so legal. Dope. She's legal.
Yes.
I was legal before, Amy, just so you know.
thank you, RG. Oh, man. All right, when we come back.
You made it sound like you weren't. What can I say? I'm just walking off the block here.
When we come back, we got a letter that we're going to tackle.
Yes, dude.
Hang out with us.
The president's first solo White House news conference ran an hour and 17 minutes. He insulted the press.
The level of dishonesty is out of control.
Mr. Trump said he took office a month ago inheriting a mess, but he insists his administration is running
like a fine-tuned machine.
Trump says he's chosen Alexander Acosta to be the next Secretary of Labor.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, sat down with his Russian counterpart for the first meeting between the two countries' top generals in more than 3 years.
Quite a few things seem to be raising blood pressure levels across the country.
The American Psychological Association's annual Stress in America survey shows many Americans are stressed out over politics and more. People are particularly stressed out about personal safety, police violence against minorities, and terrorism.
First-time jobless claims up by 5,000 last week.
On the crowded U.S. sports menu, biathlon rarely rates. But now, 35-year-old Lowell Bailey has broken through the crowd. At the World Championships in Austria, Bailey won the men's 20-kilometer race. He won the timed event by 3.3 seconds and was a perfect 20 for 20 in the target shooting.
It's been part of Monopoly since 1935, but the thimble will no longer be a game piece. It'll be replaced. Hasbro's holding a contest to come up with 8 tokens used to move around the board. They could include emojis, a rubber duck, or a hashtag. Winners to be announced next month.
Good morning, Dex and Steve-O and Amy hanging out. 7:37.
High today of 60 degrees. Traffic. Central Avenue West between Cedar and I-25, there's some construction going on, so the right lane is currently closed. There's also an accident reported Carlisle at Gibson Boulevard that was reported about 15 minutes ago, so still pretty new and fresh. Other than that, I don't see any other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
585 Live, if you guys want to chime in, if you have questions for Amy, she's hanging out. She's a coach. She knows a few things.
I mean,
she's been doing it for a little while.
A little while, yeah.
But we do have a bone to pick with you this morning.
We're going
to have to get to it. We're going to have to get to that at some point.
Really? We really have to talk about
this? What do we have to talk about?
Really? What are we talking about?
Yeah, what are we going to talk about?
What are we talking about?
What?
Pictures.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not taking enough pictures. I'm taking too many pictures.
I'm going to need some,
you don't like,
your
pictures.
I'm going to need some music, man. Oof. I'm going to need some music.
I'm getting nervous.
I wasn't going to do this right
now.
Am
I getting put on the spot?
Do you have the intervention music?
Do you have the intervention music?
I'm feeling nervous and uncomfortable
you know,
right now.
Most people chiming in on the live line, they're like, I love Amy so much. She's just the best and she's helped me, blah, blah, blah. I lost 8 pounds. I'm eating healthy. I have a bone to pick with you.
No. Oh, please don't put me on the spot.
This last week, we were doing back squats. And my my PR, right? That's the PR.
Yeah,
personal
baby.
Record. Personal record.
Oh, he's gonna Dex. All he's doing is bragging on the air on how much he can back squat.
I know. This is what he does. This is what
my
he
personal
does.
Record. My PR was only like 135 because I never pushed myself. So I was putting up big weight because everybody's like, "You can do it." I had Beck there cheering me on, and
all the girls were cheering you on.
Nick is not a girl.
I was there.
Well, you
hold
you,
on,
you
Amy. I'll get to you. And Nick's like, get it! Get it! It's all in the core! Blah! And I'm like, I got this. So I'm trying to lift 200 pounds, which is 65 pounds more than I've ever put on my back. And I look up and I'm like, ready?
Come on,
I'm about to go. And Amy like jumps in with her camera as I'm going down on this squat.
Amazing.
And just starts like snapping photos.
Hell yeah. Heck yeah. Sorry.
And I'm like, and I'm
oh, Steve-O. Dude, I got some awesome shots of you. You just wanted me to take more.
No.
You pulled me aside after class and you said, why aren't you taking more pictures of me? I just back squatted 200 pounds.
I believe that, Amy. I believe that.
Oh my God.
You and your stupid iPhone just like constantly in my face. And I'm like, Amy, I am trying to put up. And because then it was like, I just put up 200. I'm going to go 215. And I had to like bail.
Dump.
I had to bail twice. I bailed twice. And you know what didn't help?
Amy's iPhone. It's called an iPhone because she literally had it in my eye.
Okay.
She just is constantly taking photos.
Let me tell you something about the phone, okay, and the picture taking I do.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. It's so very artistic.
99% of members love to have pictures posted, right?
Yeah.
And I even get, if I don't post enough pictures, and I will not say this member's name, I get an email. Scott. I get an email asking why their picture wasn't posted.
Oh, man.
So let me tell you the balance I am trying to do
of
trying to get
time.
People. And the truth is, Steve-O really wanted me to take more.
Because
he was so. He also wanted to announce to all of you listening that Steve-O.
That I upped my PR by 65
pounds.
Well, not only that, but he had the new compression pants.
Okay.
Exactly.
He wanted,
right?
Wanted
I hate
people
you guys.
And
so
the
much.
Funny thing about it is, let's talk about Dex's back squat.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, now
I was
we're not
so
going to do
stoked.
That.
I'm like, I just
get out of here.
I just boom, 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 200 pounds. And Tao, I texted. We have a group text, and Tao's like, "Hey, man, that's amazing. 230's my max, and that's you're getting close to me." And Dex is like,
"Wait, what did you say your max was?"
And Tao's like, "230, man. What'd you do?"
395.
No!
Get out of here.
You are a beast. Dex, you are a beast.
I was so mad. Yeah. I'm like, you almost doubled my max PR.
Well,
I was so proud of myself until this moment. Yeah, it was great.
Did I get enough pictures of you, Dex?
I don't think you got any.
I don't think you had any pictures. He's just not very
there.
Photogenic. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. You want people to come to the gym.
Right. I took his picture and then I quickly deleted it.
Okay.
I think he was farting.
Yeah, I probably was.
You know what? You know who I've changed my tune on picture taking for this reason. Yesterday, Jake was coaching and he has this iPad. So it's not even like a little camera. Like
it's
you at least have this discreet little iPhone. You're like, boop. And he's got this tablet. Wow. This giant tablet.
Yeah.
But he's kind of discreet about it and he stands to the side. And then I would notice after he'd take a picture, he'd come up and he'd go like, "See this? You need to start with your butt. You're starting with your, with this and you need your hips and you need to pull back."
Yeah, that was
pretty
cool.
So
and
good
I was
to like, see the visual.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
and
really good.
It, literally yesterday, something changed in my brain and I was like, "Well, now I can't give any crap to Amy because she's a picture taker. Now I understand why other coaches take pictures."
He was doing it for coaching. I was just doing
it. You were just doing it
for media, man.
You're like,
I was all about the media.
Selfie.
Like, look at Steve-O just rocking it out there.
Please, next time, do it selfie style to where it's mostly you and then we're in the background, like small. Like,
okay.
It was great.
Let's talk about the email.
Gosh.
Oh, yeah. Let's, are we ready? Let's jump into
the
email.
Can we do this?
Okay.
It's not anything about nutrition, so anybody that's got their notepad talking about nutrition, you're going to be all disappointed.
Okay. Here's our letter. We got this a few days ago.
We were saving it for a lady because, honestly, dudes.
Yeah. We got this after Valentine's Day. I wanted to share this story with you guys. I made reservations at a swanky steak and seafood restaurant.
Nice.
For Valentine's Day.
Good on you, man.
30 minutes before it was time to go, my wife asked me to run to Wally World and get her a black bra.
What?
Nope! I refused.
What?
I don't want anyone thinking I'm some perv.
Okay.
She got upset. Yep, it wrecked our evening, but I don't care. I stood my ground. Man card still intact.
No. Oh, gosh. You just lost it, man. You just lost
Steve-O
it for
hates
me.
The man
oh,
card.
Oh, I hate that term.
Yeah.
I hate
Steve-O
everything about that term. That is the dumbest thing, because guess what? If you were a man, you would do that for your bride.
Ooh.
If you were a man card, come on, dude.
Okay, so the wife, first of all.
Maybe she didn't. Maybe
30
she...
minutes before you go out the door, it's just annoying. The guy's ready.
We're always
that's
ready.
That's one thing.
The guy's
right?
always ready.
Guy's ready.
Amy. Look at Amy on the defense
well, I'm
for
just
the
saying,
dude.
I'm just saying, 30 minutes before you walk out the door,
if
I requested for somebody to go get me a black bra 30 minutes before you walk out, nah, not going to work. But
my wife will just change. Like, if she'll try something on and it's like, this doesn't work with this specific item that I have to wear. Nah, and then she'll change her entire outfit because
so what
of
is
it.
The question? What is the guy saying? Do you think it was inappropriate or appropriate that I said no to my wife to go get the black?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Whether or not he should have gone to Walmart to get her the black bra or not. Because like Steve-O said, You know, if your wife asks you to do something, you know, if you can do it, you should do it, right?
To me, that's within reason
of
marriage.
No, I definitely agree. You know, if they ask you to do it, like Dex and I were talking this morning, we were talking about this question, and we were talking about, do we want to talk about that?
Sure. Feminine products?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Call, there you go. hygiene products.
Yeah, go
ahead.
Does
your man have a... You know, is he supposed to go
helping you
or going out and getting those products? Right? I think it depends on the man. I think women sometimes are uncomfortable buying those products. So to ask a guy to go buy them, although although I have to say, the benefit of my business partner is he is beautiful in that area. I mean, I'll tell you, he is at Costco and he'll text me and say, hey, do we need any more tampons?
for the gym? Right.
Feminine
not for me.
Products.
Feminine right. products, feminine sorry.
But that's a good thing. I think, I don't know, man.
Oh my God, I love it. I'm when like, he was raised by two girls. He's all over it. It's great.
I think you just nailed it.
Yeah,
single
comfortable.
Single mom for me. And so... I just don't, I'm not embarrassed by that.
Okay, here's the thing. This is my situation. Leslie says, will you go to the store and get me some feminine products?
This doesn't work.
Okay, I want the box. It's a blue box. It has the wings on it. It's like blue and purple, and it's got wings on it.
She's going to
kill
you.
She's going to kill
you.
It's got a clover on it.
And you know what? This was years ago. I said, okay, I'll do this for you because I love you. So I went to Wally World, and I went to the section.
There's 950 Wingy World.
I know! There's, what do you mean? Blue box? Pink
it's
blue
not even like
wings?
One aisle. It's like two-sided.
It's unbelievable.
It's too much. It's too much to ask.
There's the pads. Right. There's so different. She didn't tell me all
if
these
If your
things.
Significant other is going out and buying you feminine products, hang on to them. Because let me tell you, most
you.
Men would run the other direction.
Well, I don't do it anymore.
You
hear that, Chrissy? Hang on to me.
And I think as far as the bra is concerned, 30 minutes prior to an event.
But come on.
Come on, dude.
No.
You're for the girl?
I'm for the girl.
You would drop what you're doing and run out and get her a stupid bra for the outfit?
No, not for Chrissy, but
it's
in
Valentine's
this fake
Day. Don't
situation.
Wear a bra.
In my brain situation, I would. I would probably be really frustrated in real life. It's because I'm the guy that doesn't like being late to anything.
Yeah.
So in real life, if I'm being honest, I'm like, come on, bro. But really, I'd probably be frustrated that she wasn't prepared. However, I mean, according to the email we got from this dude, it wrecked their Valentine's Day.
Well,
because
she got
they
upset.
Got into a big fight, and it caused this big mess. And this is Valentine. This is the one day you're supposed to like, hey, let
is
me
it
just.
Is it the one day?
It's about you.
It's the Valentine's
Day. I know. No, I'm with you.
You my know what I mean? Is it the one
my line's
day?
Going crazy, by the way.
About Valentine's Day?
About the situation. Yeah.
Do you buy the bra? Do you not buy the bra?
I mean, how far away is Walmart? Let's be honest. They're everywhere. You can't just run to the store for your wife, really?
Yeah, okay, and then you stand in line for 45 minutes waiting for a black bra and you can just change the outfit or don't wear one.
Isn't buying a black bra just as bad as going to the feminine hygiene product aisle? There's how
right?
many bras?
How do you know?
What size? Were you sending me to get a bra? And
oh my
never
gosh!
Worn
have
a
you
bra.
Have you ever bought a pair of pants before? Seriously, it's like, what's the waist size? 32, 32? Okay, cool. All right, here's what I got you. And if that's not okay, I just went to Walmart for you.
Again, there's so many different bras. Okay,
whatever.
What if I get the wrong bra?
Oh gosh, live line's blowing up. The phone lines are jamming.
Once we start talking about bras and feminine products, we are a hit.
Well, apparently,
let's not talk about nutrition.
Man, husbands and wives are going crazy
because
I'm not
because
even kidding.
Every
this is
couple.
The most I've seen. I like every time I try and read one, it's like boom, boom, boom. Three more texts.
I'm
in,
telling
I'm like,
you guys,
whoa!
Every couple has gone through this.
Well, yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh boy.
No. Here we go.
Know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
No. Come on, guys. Give me a chance here.
Pull boy.
Well, it's funny, man, because my wife, she's listening now on the radio, too, because she's on the way to take my daughter to school. So I'll go do it. Most of the time.
Oh, my God, listen to that.
You know what the most awkward thing is when I get there, like, I should know what brand and everything she gets, right? But I never remember.
Oh, of course not. Why would you remember?
I'll be in the aisle on the phone. Okay, which one?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's totally normal. That's okay. Yeah. But
most men just
look
at the woman beside him.
You're in the store
it.
In the aisle. So good on you, man. Good on you.
Yeah. I'll do it. And a brawl, that guy's a win. You should have win and got the ball.
I'm so glad.
You're brave,
there
man.
There you go. I love you, pool boy. Thank you.
All right, I love you guys.
See you, buddy.
Oh, man. People are going crazy.
What are they saying? 585 Live if you want to text into the show. Too bra or not too bra?
Well, somebody's saying, hey, you guys are aware that you're hearing the dude side of the story, right? I'm sure it didn't happen exactly like the email
says. Yeah, that's true. Yep.
That's
a
pretty good point.
I agree. Yeah. Yep.
Somebody said, as a woman, I'm not picky whatsoever about what kind of undergarments I'm going to wear under my clothes. I'm married. My husband knows what I look like underneath. Anyways, who is she trying to impress? Her husband, dude. Oh,
I'm in the middle of that. Okay, let me tell you, just because you're married doesn't mean you can stop trying.
Thank you.
Take care of your body and care about your sexy
date?
Bra and panties.
Your husband. Gosh.
Steve-O's brain just...
who are you trying to impress? Oh,
man.
Well, I would kind of agree with Steve-O. I think Steve-O and I just had a nervous breakdown on the floor together. Steve and I, we got to get off the floor. Come on.
I'm like hyperventilating.
Me too. God, care about what you look like. How do you keep your marriage fresh and happy if you don't care a crap about what you look like?
Right.
You know, sweatpants and not doing your hair and never doing your makeup and never taking care of your body will get old on both ends.
Yeah.
For men and women.
Honestly, that's
you
like
men,
why
get
I go
rid
to the gym.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I've always been skinny fat. I'm thin, so I look, quote, good according to our culture.
Yeah.
And yet I know I'm not healthy and I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to look, you know, and be able to do things.
Why do you think our challenge is bare naked transformation?
Right.
Easy.
Yeah. Right.
No,
sorry.
No, true.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, you say that, and we know what that is, but most people are like, what does that mean? Because you guys actually have a program called that.
It's a family show, Amy. It's a family show.
Okay, have you heard the last 20 minutes
later.
Of this conversation, Dex?
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Not really.
Live line's going both ways, though. Somebody just said, dude, Dex is spot on. I don't know what to get at the giant Walmart aisles. 30 minutes before we're supposed to go out? Steve-O, come on. I would be livid, and I would not go 30 minutes. Come
Steve-O,
on.
So
let's be real.
You've done this for Chrissy. Feminine products and other things that most guys would not buy. You've done that for Chrissy?
Chrissy, are you
do that all the
Chrissy?
Time. But you've
No, all the time. No, I don't do it all the time.
I was gonna
once
ask,
every 4 years.
Have you ever had a hard time finding exactly what she needed?
Dude, okay, sorry. I'm sorry, guys. There's this thing called FaceTime. Like, there's technology now, or you can go screenshot. Okay, text this one.
That's great. But you know what? Back years ago, when I would do these things for my wife, we didn't have that technology.
No, I remember you still had a cell phone. And I remember calling back in the day, like using my cell phone and calling
and
from the
aisle.
And getting
a fight. I got into a fight with my wife because she would sit there and go, it's the blue box. It's got the wings. And I'm like, yeah, I know. There's 100 of them.
Just buy one. Just grab one.
And then, of course, I get the wrong box.
Oh, yeah. I did that.
Okay,
I bought the wrong
one. Okay, just for the record, as this conversation is moving ahead and everybody's getting very heated in here about feminine products and bras.
Hot topic.
This morning, while I was driving here, it was going to be about emotional eating.
That's true. Yeah.
Dude.
But I love talking about this, but it's so funny how rivaled. Everybody is upset whether to do it, not to do it.
Crazy.
I mean, how to support your spouse, how to feel, you know, and like taking care of your body and taking care of, I mean, all that stuff is huge stuff that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Somebody chimed in and this, I think this could be the sticking point.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Because they said, whoa. We keep mentioning the 30 minutes, how it was 30 minutes before. His reason for not going, though, was his man card and not wanting to look like a perv, not the time limit.
Mm.
That's not okay. It had nothing to do with, oh, it was 30 minutes before. It was like, well, I didn't want to look like a perv. It's like you're buying something for your bride, dude. Come on.
Yeah, and, you know, buying a sexy bra for your wife or something nice for your husband isn't really perv.
right?
Gosh. I mean, you're kind of, that's kind of thinking about them and trying to keep the marriage fresh and
you know what?
You know?
You're right, but I think every man goes through that. I think, you know, I've gone to Victoria's Secret to buy something for Leslie. I've done that before, and oh my gosh, I felt Like I was.
Well, yeah,
I was naked. You know, right, I was. Yeah. I shouldn't be in this store. Everything's pink, and I don't know what to buy. And I'm like, gosh,
oh, gosh,
I'm a man. I can't believe I'm doing this.
You're getting sweaty, man.
I'm
Are
sweaty
okay?
right now.
Okay.
We're all taking off our clothes.
Somebody said, I have gone to the store many times to get feminine products for my wife, and every time I go, I pretend like I'm on the phone with her asking which ones to get.
See there?
To make it more obvious I'm getting it for my wife.
Yep.
So that I'm less embarrassed.
I would make sure no other female was in the aisle when I would go. I would just walk down other aisles and wait for the girls to leave so then I could run over there.
Dude, you know what?
Oh, the pressure.
I'm going to stand up and salute this next Starmy member who said, I'm a single dad. My daughter needs stuff and you better believe I will get it for her.
USA! USA!
Okay.
Any lady that I've ever been in a relationship with that needed something like that, I have no issue doing. It was my opportunity to serve them and to honor them. Oh, snap!
Wow. That's good, yeah.
That dude's a single dad. Ladies, he's single. I'm just saying, man. Grab him. Yeah.
Wow. I think that's great. I think that's good. Supporting
Dougie Doug said, be a man, grab the products, then hide them under the packets of beef jerky, CrossFit magazines, and 1/5 of whiskey.
Oh my gosh. Get out of here. 338-3700. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Doing well. How you doing?
Sick, dude. But hey, so my question is this, dude. What if it's just a girlfriend and your girlfriend asks you, still appropriate?
No.
How do you Wait a second. How long have you been dating the girlfriend? How important is she?
What are we talking about? Like product?
All of a sudden you get married. Does that come?
Girlfriend's like, hey, your head is dismissed. I need you to stop in there. And, hey, would you grab me?
I don't know. When you get married, is it part of your vows that you will now pick up feminine products for them? I mean, I think if you care about somebody and you're in the store and you have the.
I just don't get the stigma too, like the weird, like, but it's embarrassing. I'm like, why?
But you're part female.
I'm not, because I was raised by a single mom.
I don't know. I think it's embarrassing for women sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, dude. So she asked me to go to Smith's and to pick something up for her, and we've only been dating about 6 months, and
that's weird.
It was a little, for me, dude, it was kind of awkward, but I was like,
did you do it?
Sure. I did do it, and when I went down the aisle, I had a huge fail. I ended up coming back with, because I'll be honest with you, I'd never done that before. I came back with adult diapers.
Adult diapers?
No way.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Dirty, dude. I failed. And then, if that wasn't bad enough, I felt so bad about what I had done. I had to go back and try again.
Okay. All right.
How do you pick adult diapers?
We gotta go.
Hurricane Chang!
Thanks,
Tell him to change. Did he change his number? I've texted that guy.
We got Amy hanging out with us. Are you going to hang out just a little bit longer, Amy?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out for a little bit longer.
Okay, because some more questions coming in. She's a coach at Bear Canyon CrossFit, so on Fridays we talk health and fitness, and sure, a lot of people are fired up about the bras and this guy who wrote in. So 585 Live, if you'd like to chime in, we'll be right back. Could ever. I got it wrong. Star 88, good morning.
We're already on.
Dex and Steve-O, Amy, it is 8:05.
High today of 60 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at traffic. Well, it looks like the one accident I reported earlier has been cleared away. No other accidents to report at this time. Regular construction if you are a frequenter of Central. Near the Albuquerque Rapid Transit area, you know what's going on down there, as well as Paseo, Wyoming, between Paseo and Alameda. Some construction there. Other than that, everything's free and clear. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Thank you for joining us, Starmy. And Amy is hanging out with us. She comes in on Fridays and talks health and bras.
I was just going to say it. I was actually thinking that during the break.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Because we had a listener in here this morning, and they were talking about, God, she could name off everything we've been talking about in the last 6-8 weeks, right?
Mm.
And I thought, ooh, what is she taking from today's show?
I know, right?
So maybe we need to talk about what I was going to talk about just for a second.
Let's do it. No, we can jump back into the fitness stuff for sure.
Let's talk about, I've had a couple members this week come to me and, you know, you're on this food challenge and you're cleaning your food up and it's week two, the second week, and you're feeling good and your clothes are fitting better and you're detoxing from sugar and processed stuff. And all of a sudden it's at night and you're trying to put the kids to bed, or you're in a fight with a boyfriend, or and all of a sudden it's what you call, here, I need music for this text.
You got any music? Okay. Yeah. I got this for you.
Emotional eating.
Oh.
That emotional eating, craving sugar, craving a way to detach from whatever is presented in front of you. And that affects people. Okay, you can cut the
music. Okay. All right. Whatever you need.
Gosh!
So it's a huge thing.
It is.
People talk about it all the time. They talk about being really, really clean. It's week two or week three. They're on this diet. They're feeling really good. And all of a sudden at night or in the morning or in the afternoon or whatever, it hits you.
Mm-hmm.
You're stressed out. So your body, when you're stressed out, automatically is releasing a chemical, a hormone, cortisone hormone, that all of a sudden you're craving sugar, carbohydrates, and fats, right? So people are always asking me, what do I do? What do I do about this emotional eating? Because that's a label. Really what it is, is you're having an emotion, right? The emotion of stress or sadness or anger. And if you have been trained in some way to go to food as a comfort, as a source of comfort, you're going to automatically go there because you're already programmed to do that.
Yep.
And so,
speaking my life.
Right. You know,
that's me.
Yeah. Emotionally.
Not so much anymore. Yeah. I definitely have, I wouldn't say I've broke free of that, but.
No, man, we go watch a movie at the movie theaters, and if it's sad, Twizzlers, man, like 7 at a time.
What is it?
I'm not
And how do you deal? How do you deal with it? You know, what do you do? Yeah. How do you deal with it? And, you know,
Cashews.
Well, I think having
can you just switch it up to where you're still emotional? Like, hey, hand me those almonds, and you're like,
well, the problem with that is also switching to some kind of food, and you'll eat the whole bag of almonds, right? So, I mean, that's probably better than the whole bag of Hershey Kisses
or cheese puffs
or cheese. Dex.
Okay. All right.
Poor Dex.
Dex is so
every
healthy.
Week, Dex gets put on the spot.
But you
it
know
doesn't
what?
Matter.
Here's the best part, because anytime we're out in public anywhere, everybody goes, Dex, you're thin. Because I paint
well,
this picture.
Weight, for
I
sure.
paint this picture, and then we go out in public. They're like, this. Dex is really attractive. I just, I'm like, I know.
Okay. So let's just talk about for 2 seconds, just so people be aware of the emotional eating.
Yeah.
And
no,
like
for real.
Keeping a journal, writing down when you're stressed out, where you're stressed out. Are you eating when you're alone late at night? Ask yourself really on a scale. Take a second before you eat that gallon of ice cream. On a scale to 1 to 10, how hungry am I? Like, am I hungry?
Yeah.
When was the last time I ate? You know, what did I eat? Why am I choosing to go to this food? So being honest with yourself about really is your body, do you need this food to fuel your body so you can perform?
Yes.
And just perform, by mean I perform, I mean get up and move around. I'm not talking about in the gym. And being aware of that, you know, and then they also talk about replacing emotion eating with other ways that are healthy for you, whether it's drinking tea or whether it's going for a walk or whether it's
milkshake.
You know,
stop it, Dex. Gosh, she was saying real things.
Sonic burgers.
Dex, I'm trying to help people
I know.
Here.
Like I know. Frosty and fries. No,
chimichangas.
No.
Hey, all you listeners out there, I am trying my best to help you. And you know, I'm against these two people right here. It's like dodging bullets, right?
Yeah.
Because going to the milkshake is kind of emotional eating.
Yeah, it's super emotional eating. Your former work wife just texted and said, "Let's be real.
man. Dex is having a secret affair with Haagen-Dazs.
Well, here's what I've. This is what I'm dealing
no
with.
Secret,
Amy,
Buck.
Let me tell you what I'm dealing with right now.
Go ahead. Tell okay? me. Come on. Since we're going to have therapy.
Okay. you know, I like to sing. You know, I love to sing.
Oh, no.
And so instead of eating now, I start writing.
He's written so many songs this
that's
week.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Why are you so emotional this week?
I was emotional last night.
It's Valentine's.
Yeah. See there?
Valentine's. Okay. It's love.
I was emotional last night, so I wrote down some lyrics, and then this morning I came in and I produced a song.
Oh, gosh.
And I want you to hear what I'm going through.
I want to hear it.
Oh, no! Guess who's fat? Double chin. Guess who's fat? Double chin.
Oh, my gosh.
Dex is fat. Dex is fat. No. Dex is fat. Dex is fat. Dex is fat. Yo, hand me those Jimmy Chongas. Yeah, and those tacos and fajitas, too.
I've created a monster.
And if nobody wants that sandwich no more,
I'll eat it as chopped liver.
Well, if you want Dex, this is where I'm living. Here in my mansion, where every day is Thanksgiving. Fast food that will clock up a heart. Pizza in a box, I got lots of McDonald's. I bet you're kind of shocked I've been picking out a lot lately. I can't stop because there really ain't no food I'm hating. Time to open my fridge, I'm real hungry. Now let me see, what will it be? This pound of cheese or this roast beef? I feel so empty, I must eat.
That's my life, guys.
That's so stupid.
Emotional eater right here.
Oh,
we're having a
my God.
I've
been
channeling.
I love you guys.
I'm
channeling my emotional eating with my
music.
I'm giving
you a hard time, but you're right. This is that's really
emotional
good.
Eating is gosh. Huge. But let me tell you, you're not fat.
No, well,
right?
Right?
And everybody out there deals with some
big boned.
Plump.
Actually,
plump is even worse than fat. I'd rather be called fat than plump.
A Starmie member actually chimed in with every word that I've said over the past couple weeks.
Thank
about
you.
Dex.
Thank you.
They say Steve-O does paint you fat in our minds.
Thank you.
Here are just a few.
Thank you.
Meat sweats, fatty McFat pants, whale butt McTubbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So those are just a couple.
And you wonder why.
Tons of fun.
Tons of fun. Yeah.
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 That song was great.
Thank you.
So instead of feeling plump and fat and emotionally eating, you have to recognize it and make all different choices so you're not going towards the milkshakes.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And journaling it, writing it, drinking tea on a serious note, and coming in here and singing to yourself.
Yeah.
If that works for you.
It works. I've been writing down my feelings.
Maybe change the lyrics because you're not fat.
But that's how I feel, Steve-O, okay? Those are my feelings. You cannot take away my feelings.
To be fair, if anything, you're like husky. Thanks for that one.
Oh, my God, Steve-O,
like,
stop it.
No, it's
see,
like,
Amy,
like
this
a bear,
is what I deal with.
Because he's like a bear of a man.
Where's my
he's
cheeseburger?
He's very hairy.
Where's my cheeseburger?
No, what do you have instead of a cheeseburger this
right
morning?
Here.
I got a banana.
No, what did Amy make you?
Oh,
I already ate yours.
Yeah, he ate it in the first 5 minutes with me. He got really emotional.
I ate your
like
sandwich already.
Yeah. Do you want some watermelon tubs?
Yes.
Come on, come here.
Give me
no.
all of them.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
No. Let me tell you something.
Amy, get serious. Be real.
Let me tell you something. I think one of the biggest things that we do, even, and I've seen moms do it with children.
Yeah.
And I was raised this way, and we won't go into all that, but is to turn to food to make you feel better.
Yeah.
So you're sad, a baby's crying, you give them a donut. You know, a kid is crying, you give them a lollipop. An adult is sad, you meet them for bring them a cupcake. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, instead of just feeling sad or feeling angry or feeling frustrated, you're using food to kind of stop that feeling.
Yeah.
Why not just feel it? I'm frustrated today. I feel awful today. This is how I'm feeling. I don't need food to make me feel better.
Yeah.
Right? Because if we use food to make us feel better, then we're going to go to the food that draws that high stress level, the cortisone increases. We crave sugar. We go to sugar. You get this high, which is a fake high anyway, and then we drop.
Yeah.
And then when we drop, what do we feel like?
We're depressed.
We're depressed. Yeah. We feel like crap. Our pants don't fit. We feel bloated. We're farting all over the place.
We give up on the gym.
We give up on the gym. We don't go back in because we don't feel good because our feelings. So it is a roller coaster. So don't use food when you're feeling like crap.
Beautiful.
Feel the feeling and let it go.
Beautiful, Amy. 338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
Dex?
Hello?
I love you, man. Where can I download that?
$10 in the parking lot after the show. I'll be selling them out of the back of my vehicle.
To send my kid to Florida.
to send my kid to Florida. Or to California.
Gosh. Thanks, man. Dude, seriously, that was by far the best song you've done.
Yeah, that was my favorite one. That was this morning.
That was the best one.
He
gets here at like 3 a.m. and all week he's been writing songs. I'm like, why can't I be part of
this? I told Steve-O, you got to get in early.
I honestly keep thinking about it and then I'm like, but I really like my beauty sleep. They need it.
And you're looking pretty beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I can tell it's working.
You know, I'm looking like 10 years younger, but that's just because I shaved my beard off. You didn't even like,
I did.
It's weird, right?
I did. I noticed it. I looked at you. It was like a double take.
I was like trimming the old beard, and Brody, my 4-year-old, was like, you should take that off. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it at all because it's like scratchy and he's super cuddly. And I'm like, for you, little buddy, I'm gonna take that right off. Love you.
You're a good dad.
I mean, I try.
See how I encourage him all the time? Oh, look at Amy. She's taking pictures.
Did you see that? Look at that. Her iPhone all up in my eye.
That's
why they call it the iPhone.
I love you guys.
Love you too,
God,
Amy.
I missed you. I almost thought about calling in when I was in Mexico.
Oh,
I was too busy saving the children, though.
That's true. Yeah.
Guys, we got a shout-out from Albert, who's traveling from Albuquerque to Yosemite. He's been traveling all night, and he's streaming us live. He stopped for gas in Bakersfield. He's doing it. He's getting
good
closer.
Good job, man.
And we're
You're
keeping him awake.
You're almost there.
Don't buy anything at that convenience store.
Oh, man. So somebody said this. One thing that was programmed in my life young was that I had to eat everything on my plate no matter what. That's how I was raised.
Yeah.
To this day, I have to watch that because even if I'm full, I want to finish everything on my plate.
Portion control.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know, there's these things called portion control plates. Have you seen these?
No.
My old co-host, Buck, sells them. He loves them.
Shut up.
That's an inside joke. That was bad.
So let me tell you, it's a special plate.
Yeah,
it only allows you to put a certain amount of food on your plate.
Why don't you just answer
Buck?
This?
Why don't you just go through the drive-thru?
This is embarrassing.
This is hilarious.
Talking about this. Jeez.
Would you like to talk about the time Dr. Barry Ramo sabotaged you at the gym?
Now, you know what? It's old news. We don't need to talk about
that. That's a great story,
What we do need to talk about is as much fun as I was having busting your chops for being portly.
For being what? What is
portly.
It?
Portly.
Oh,
see?
God.
Thank
please.
You, Amy.
Please, really? I'm
Amy's
gonna be,
just so sad for
I'm just
right
sad
now.
Right now. The labels that everybody's giving Dex and he's this...
Okay.
Exactly. Thank you. You're a fine specimen, I tell you what.
Hey,
But here's something on a serious note. The subconscious can't take a joke, okay? Meaning, when you say stuff out loud, your subconscious believes it. This is scientific knowledge that I'm dropping on you right now.
Yeah.
So thank you.
I believe it.
When you make songs like that and you say those things, the subconscious can't take a joke.
Mm.
So what you have to do is reprogram your mind into thinking, you know, I enjoy being healthy. I enjoy eating good food. I enjoy weighing 185 pounds.
So listen.
So, Jack,
I'll rewrite that song.
I think for next week, we need to have a different song, a positive song.
You know what?
A song about positive affirmations.
You already rewrote it. I like the Dex is Fit.
There you go.
I love it. Okay. I think that's a great idea.
All right.
Stay tuned.
And honestly, I mean, I know it sounds kind of hokey, but I actually did some high-level training, real estate training here not too long ago. And the first thing that we dove into was reprogramming your mind to prepare yourself for this type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and you can apply it to anything. You can apply it to business. You can apply it to health, fitness. I mean, I'm kind of doing the same thing right now with my food because, you know, when I get home after the kids go to bed, it's 9 o'clock and I'm sitting there and I'm just worn out. All I want to do is eat donuts and, you know.
Emotional eating.
You know. Oreos, you know, so I'm starting to reprogram myself to like, you know, I enjoy eating healthy food. And
you know, you could also do is take those Oreos and those donuts and get them out of your house.
Yeah, just don't buy them.
Don't have them in your house, and then you don't even have them.
Or in Texas case, you can just deep fry them.
Okay.
Yeah. That's true.
Wow.
That wasn't nice. You know, one thing we all need to do.
That wasn't nice. This is Aaron. Do you know Buck here?
We need to be kind to each other.
This is like former work wife. Oh, they have a relationship. It's established. It's okay.
Yeah.
By the way, Buck, I came up with some new ones. Corpulent came in from the live line. That was a good one. Corpulent.
Corpulent.
Nice.
It's an adjective like that means fat.
Oh my God.
So, you're so corpulent.
How about stout?
Uh-huh.
Bulky. That's good because, you know, nowadays, like Costco and those places, people like things
in bulk.
Sure. Yeah. So we get decks in bulk.
Okay.
Well covered. How's that?
Oh, man.
Well padded.
Wow.
Rotund. Rotund.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
Here's the fleshy? Politically correct one. The politically correct term is substantial.
Ah, I like that.
Man. How about stuff like beautiful and brilliant and loved and kind and amazing and
Buck, you are beautiful.
How about we just change all of this negativity and just be
you're brilliant.
Say you're brilliant and you're beautiful and you're kind and your
which
body is
which comes back to exactly what you said, Aaron.
Brilliant.
Substantially brilliant. It's because your brain is so large like the rest of you.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Look at that. Yeah. No.
Amy's dying over here.
I know. love you, Aaron.
See you, man.
Later. He never says I love you back.
My old job wife.
He never says I love you back.
He needs to be kinder.
Nah.
He's a pretty mean
Dex, you are powerful.
Yes.
That's from the live line.
Thank you.
I love that.
Powerful.
Powerful's beautiful.
Yep,
I love that.
Yep.
Hey, and I got to say, obviously, I mean, we do this morning show here, and I'm kind of the jerk of the show. Dex is one of my best friends in the whole world. Like, seriously. In real life.
I know we're going to get sappy.
No, but, and I do need to be careful because as much as I, like, we joke, you know, like, I don't ever want to, in real life, hurt his feelings.
Thank you.
I know I need to back off because I think I'm being funny, but words hurt, man, no matter how close you are. And
people start to
take them seriously.
I just want to be happy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think we should use the word powerful for the day.
I love that.
I love that.
That's the word of the day.
All of us. That's the word of the day. Powerful. I love it.
I love it. 585 Live, if you want to chime in, you can text us, 585-5483, or call in 338-3700. Amy's here from Bear Canyon.
Happy to be here. Talking about food.
Yeah, talking about food, talking about emotional eating, which a lot of us out there, we do it. We love to cram whatever we can because, let's face it, we go to the store, we go to the grocery store, and we buy everything that's not healthy for us, and then we consume it. And we get depressed, and we get large.
And this is a real thing. You know, we've been talking this morning, and it's amazing how we've gotten questions on the live line. People have approached us in real life asking this very thing because as much as we're trying to have a comical approach to it because it's such a heavy issue,
right?
It is a heavy issue.
It
it's
is
a very,
heavy issue.
Very real thing, emotional eating. Now, for me, it wasn't necessarily eating, but I suffered with depression for a very long time, and I had my things that I would go to. Food, it wasn't food, but it's very, very real because our brains we're constantly looking for that something. Obviously, we know as Christians that we're not made whole, we're not complete until we have Jesus. Like that is truly what will. I don't want to say fix our brains because I still, as a Christian, suffer from depression at times. Like, I get depressed. Yeah. I get sad at times. You know what I mean? But I have to rely on God's promises and know that, like, I am whole through Him. I am, like, I am redeemed. I am everything that He says I am. Those are the things I am, not what we say about ourselves. Because we can say things about ourselves and the
society
world can say things about us. And, and just, if you just look at culture, what's pretty, you know, or what's beautiful, whatever it is, like, we have to be very, very careful with that. And so I do want to apologize if anybody out there listening has benefited. We haven't gotten any emails or anything like that. Nobody's like bummed, but we need to talk about this because as we talk about emotional eating, or, I mean, there's so many different, how do I say this? Real problems that people have with food.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Whether it's not eating or it's eating and then getting rid of that food because you're terrified that you're going to put on all this weight or whatever it may be. These are real disorders that people battle daily. You know what I mean? And you have to, if you're one of those listening that's like, this is very real to me, man, you've got to seek help because you can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. Like we would say, obviously, man, take it to Christ. However, you don't just leave it there. You're like, well, I prayed about it and I'm still not right. over it. Like, no, that's why iron sharpens iron. That's why you need to get into a program or you need to have accountability with a friend or you
like
need
Archie
to, I mean,
was
start
doing.
Somewhere.
She has seven girlfriends that they get together on Sundays and they're training
system.
For the 5K.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's interesting you're saying that, Steve-O, because the other thing that comes to me is, you know, to tell somebody, just don't do it. You know, just don't eat late at night and don't, what do you do with the cravings? Well, just don't eat it. It's so much easier said than done.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you do? You know, what are the things you do? You know, I think that in talking about, because this is Christian radio and we are talking about our relationship with God and how important it is to have that is, you know, to pray about it and to journal about it and to find friends that will support you, that will just, you know, I have, challengers now that will, you know, text me in the middle of the day and they'll say, I'm at work. There's 3 dozen donuts in front of me. I don't want to eat it. What do I do?
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times my answers are leave the room 5 minutes. Go back through your head. Why are you choosing to not eat those donuts today? You know, what are the things that you can do instead of eating that? I mean, and give yourself a break, you know, just be able to move away from the situation and say, I don't want to choose to do this today. You know, today I'm going to do it differently. I don't want to shove the feelings that I'm having right now because they are real feelings. You're right, Steve-O. This is, you know, bulimia, anorexia, eating disorders. It affects millions of men and women. It's a heavy topic. So to make it light and to joke about it is to kind of take the seriousness off it a little bit. But it is an issue and it affects a lot of people. So what do you do if you're dealing with that and how to deal with it?
Somebody actually just chimed in on the live line and asked if you have any advice for someone who struggles with anorexia rather than overeating. She's not, you know, they're not an emotional eater. It's the opposite.
Well, it's a control issue. Food, it's controlling, whether you're controlling it and using lots of food to comfort or you're controlling it by not consuming it. And, you know, anorexia is very twofold, threefold. It's very complicated. And I think that, you know, to give you medical advice, I would say get counseling to work on it and to realize that our bodies are our vessel that God gave us. And in order for it to work and to perform the way we want it to perform, we have to feed it. And I think what happens is people consume food, and especially for people that are on the verge of anorexia or are dealing with anorexia, there's this feeling of just fullness and they can't stand that feeling. And so what to do with that feeling and how to just sit with the feeling knowing that the food that you're putting in your body, if it's healthy food, is gonna nurture your body and make your body be the way that God intended it to be used, right? Healthy.
Yeah.
But as far as anorexia, and we'll talk about, you know, I have a huge history and a long story about eating disorders that I'll share at one point with the listeners. But anorexia can be very, very, very complicated. And I think it's not a quick answer.
Right. No.
I have a serious question. This is a question that I need answered.
Yeah.
And I'm being completely serious. I'm not being funny. Cause I find myself in this situation a lot. I'm really tired and grumpy in the afternoon, especially after a nap and I wake up and I'm starving. And I don't want to go to the store and I didn't prep. So I don't have anything in the fridge except I have cereal, which is, we know, mostly sugar. Is it better to not eat anything at all? Or eat a bowl of cereal? Because if you're not eating enough, I hear, you know, then your body thinks it's starving and it stores the fat. Is it better for me to eat a small bowl of cereal or eat nothing?
Well, that's the answer right there. So are you talking about 4 bowls of cereal? Are you binging? I mean, really?
No, just
people
a small bowl.
People binge eat, you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, people will sit down. You know, I would say eat the bowl of cereal. instead of not eating. It's better to eat something than not eat something at all. But look at what you're doing. Are you pouring a bowl of cereal, eating it, pouring another bowl of cereal, eating it? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, what are we doing? We're emotionally eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're tired. You've been up since 3. You're working. You've taken a nap. You know, you're not at the gym. You know what I mean? Your clock is off. And yeah. so you're going to turn to food because you're programmed to do that.
Right.
Yeah. Because you've learned to do that. Mm-hmm. Because sometime at one point in your life, you were given food to comfort you. And now it is your source of comfort, which affects millions of women and men.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had a couple of people chime in since we got the anorexia question because for them it was a stress thing. It was, you know, whether it's depression, whatever they're dealing with, there's anxiety, stress, because yeah. they get that knot in their stomach that just completely takes away their desire for food because they're so worried about
wow.
their image, gaining anything.
I know. That's why I said, I mean,
yeah, it's a deep issue.
It's a counseling issue.
Right.
It's not something that on the radio we can say do this and this and you won't be anorexic anymore.
Right.
Anorexia becomes a mental thing too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Amy, you are a wonderful human being. And, man, we appreciate you and love you so much.
Oh, I love being here.
And the listeners love you too.
Yeah, dude.
And this has been an amazing Friday.
Yeah. Happy Friday, everybody. Eat clean, eat healthy, and believe in yourself because we are powerful.
Word of the day.
Word of the day.
Dex is really powerful because of all the weight he has behind his leg.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that's enough. Bye.
That's enough.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Amy. All right, we'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Stop it. Shut your mouth. Because what you're saying is beautiful.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The president's first solo White House news conference ran an hour and 17 minutes. He insulted the press.
The level of dishonesty is out of control.
Mr. Trump said he took office a month ago inheriting a mess, but he insists his administration is running
like a fine-tuned machine.
Trump says he's chosen Alexander Acosta to be the next Secretary of Labor.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, sat down with his Russian counterpart for the first meeting between the two countries' top generals in more than 3 years.
Quite a few things seem to be raising blood pressure levels across the country.
The American Psychological Association's annual Stress in America survey shows many Americans are stressed out over politics and more. People are particularly stressed out about personal safety, police violence against minorities, and terrorism.
First-time jobless claims up by 5,000 last week.
On the crowded U.S. sports menu, biathlon rarely rates. But now, 35-year-old Lowell Bailey has broken through the crowd. At the World Championships in Austria, Bailey won the men's 20-kilometer race. He won the timed event by 3.3 seconds and was a perfect 20 for 20 in the target shooting.
It's been part of Monopoly since 1935, but the thimble will no longer be a game piece. It'll be replaced. Hasbro's holding a contest to come up with 8 tokens used to move around the board. They could include emojis, a rubber duck, or a hashtag. Winners to be announced next month.
Good morning. I might have cantaloupe in my mouth right now. 844.
Okay. High today of 60 degrees. There's an accident reported Carlisle Boulevard at Cole Avenue. It's kind of slowing things up there, congesting it a little bit in that area. Other than that, no other accidents to report. Looks like I-25, I-40 both free and clear at this point. Let's look at traffic.
Traffic!
Man, shout out to Amy.
Yeah.
It was great. It was powerful this morning.
Yeah.
Powerful. Hit the podcast. It'll be up after 10. And we talked to Amy for a good hour and a half about fitness, and we answered a letter and hopefully helped you guys out a little bit with some of the issues you guys might be struggling with.
Yeah.
What's I don't want to say great, but it's I like that I can relate to a lot of what the Starmie's going through. I mean, I've struggled with food for years, off and on.
Dude, somebody just chimed in and said that they lost 90 pounds in a year and a half.
Wow.
The key for them was learning how to cook and cook well. You can spice, flavor anything healthy.
Heck yeah.
You know, to get rid of your unhealthy cravings. So that was the big trick for them.
I got to tell you, I don't know if it's just, getting, I'm getting old. I really enjoy eating healthy food.
Yeah.
I think it tastes great.
Yep.
I don't have a problem with it at all. I would rather, I think it tastes way better than, you know, that the cheeseburger at times, you know?
And I think once you start doing more than just healthy eating, as far, you know, for us, we CrossFit. We go, we rock it at Bear Canyon with Amy and all the crew. And for me, like, I loved donuts. I loved, like, and when
What's your favorite donut, bro?
Boston Cream from Dunkin' Donuts.
That's what I'm talking about.
However, I couldn't tell you the last time I had one because when you start working out, and it, man, CrossFit's pretty extreme. I mean, it's an intense workout. When you start rocking it like that, I found myself not wanting to eat that stuff, not because I didn't enjoy it, but because, man, if I had sweets the night before, if I just didn't eat well the night before and then went to the gym the next morning, it was so much harder.
Yeah.
As opposed to hydrating and just rocking water instead of that dessert at the end, you know? Like, you know what? I'm just going to kick it and continue to enjoy this water. And I think hydration was number one for me because I didn't drink enough water. But along with that, healthy eating. And it motivated me because I can perform better. I can do better. Mm-hmm. Not just at the gym, but in life. I'm less tired all the time. I'm less stressed out all the time. Somewhat.
That's a normal
thing. I'm high strung, man.
It's normal. Guys, that CrossFit now, I didn't even go to bed last night. I have so much energy.
Stop it. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. 9 a.m., we have Sam Dalton joining us in studio. If you love anime,
yep,
then you're going to want to stick around for that interview.
It's going to be a good interview. Or just, I think for me, this getting to talk to Sam is more along the lines of, we all deal with what our calling is and what, like, what's our purpose and what we're supposed to do. And man, oh man, does he have a story.
Wow, I can't wait. Be good.
Yeah.
9:30, an artist that we play here named Holly Starr will be joining us to just talk about what she's up to.
Yeah.
9:30.
Good. It's going to be good.
Can we call your mother?
Oh, man.
Because it's her birthday, Steve-O.
It is. It's also my dear friend Johnny B's birthday.
So no kidding, Johnny B's birthday?
Johnny B. It's also Michael Jordan's birthday.
No way!
Yep.
Happy birthday, Michael Jordan. I think you're the greatest basketball player of all time.
He is the greatest basketball player of all time.
I wear your shoes all the time.
With my beautiful mom.
I used to be a Bulls fan. What? I'm a Warriors fan now.
Gosh, that's because you're a bandwagon.
I am. I really am. Boo. I don't care. I don't care.
Boo.
Never lived in Chicago. I have no strings attached. Please pick up.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, my wonderful son. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing fine.
Dex is here, too, because we're alive on the air.
Good morning.
Who's here?
Dex, you know, my co-host.
Hi, come on, Dex. Mom.
Hi.
You're embarrassing me.
Hi.
You feeling better? Last time we talked to you, you were sick.
Oh, I know. I'm feeling much better.
Great.
Much better, yes.
Is it because you are 47 years old today? It's pretty cool, man.
Well, I tell you what, God has blessed me with age, and I am so grateful because I'm 68 today, I am still able to enjoy being around my family. And what a joy, you know?
Beautiful.
Talk about that joy, Mom, because, I mean, you're on the air and there's a lot of people that are really, really old like you.
Oh my gosh.
They're just like wanting to end it. They're like, dude, I'm so old and worthless. Hey! And
you know what? God has the best in store. All, you know, every day is a gift from God.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I'm, you know, I think about the fact that your dad went home at such a young age. And I know he's been with the Lord all this time. But I'm just grateful that God has let me live so that I could see you and your siblings become wonderful people and wonderful parents. And I'm blessed with 9 grandchildren. And, you know, and those are things that I I'm eternally grateful for.
Man, Steve-O, you can take your head out of my lap.
Yeah, praise
Steve-O's
God.
Crying right now.
Shut up, Dex!
He's
such a jerk, Mom.
That was awesome. Man.
I have a hard job. Ugh. That was. I'm like, thanks, Mom. Try not to cry.
I'm not crying. That's for sure. Are you trying to cry?
I'm trying not to cry. I mean, gosh. Hey, I have an announcement that I'm not allowed to make on the air yet, but I'm going to do it anyways because your mom and I don't care. You're my mom. And I love you and I don't care.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, honey.
In June, we're crashing your house.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
The Morning Invasion is going to be out there broadcasting and doing a morning show live from Arizona out there in, I think, Surprise. Where is University of Phoenix Stadium?
I have no
Where
idea. Is that? No idea.
The University of Phoenix Stadium is about 10 minutes from my house.
Well, wow. Perfect, because we're going to be broadcasting live from your kitchen as you make us breakfast. Because we're going to be out there in June for a very special event I'm not allowed to announce yet because I don't want to get fired.
Okay.
However,
well, you know what? You are welcome, welcome, welcome. And, Dex, you are too.
Thank you.
It's going to be
much.
Called the Mommy Invasion.
The Mommy Invasion.
The Mommy Invasion, and we're going to be at your house.
I love it. I love it. Okay, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. You just let me know and I'll have plenty of food ready for you guys.
Yes. Do you have anything special planned for your birthday today, Mama?
Actually, I'm working this afternoon.
What? It's your birthday. Don't they know? Who do I have to talk to?
No, I don't think they know, and that's okay. I'm going in at 4.
No. Today. You sound like my mom. My mom's the exact same way.
No! It's your birthday! It's a special day! Who do I need to call?
Well, you made it special, honey.
No, I mean, I do. I mean.
I know.
You have three kids, but obviously you love me the most, so it's
good. I don't know. We talked to Scotty the other day, and oh my gosh, you should be proud of that young man.
Scotty was on the show this week, Mom, and he didn't cuss.
He was.
Yeah, and he was so funny. And
he is.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah.
Yeah. What about me? What about me, Mom? Well, what about me? I'm still your favorite, though. It's cool.
You're awesome.
Thanks, Mom.
And I love you.
You have loved me the longest because I'm the oldest. This is true.
That's right. And I'm glad you had Scott on because it was his birthday 2 days ago.
It was.
You know?
Do you still remember what it was like bringing him home from the hospital on your birthday?
Yes. Would you believe the nurses came in the room on my birthday with this little tiny baby named Scott? And with a birthday cake.
Oh,
that is beautiful.
And your dad was part of that. And it was so precious. And so, yes, I remember that. And I remember when Scott, when he was a little boy, I don't know if you remember, but he used to walk around with this pink bucket on his head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He was so cute. You know, and I reminded him of that on his birthday. I said, I still remember you walking around with this little pink bucket on your head and the handle underneath his chin.
Yep, and that was his chin strap, and he wore cowboy boots and no shirt.
Yes, that's true. Yep, that was, and a diaper.
I remember that.
Man.
Yep.
It was
what
cool.
An idiot, am I right? Yeah. What? Nothing. I love you, Mom.
Gosh.
I love you so much.
I love you too, honey, and I'm so grateful. That you're my son, and you know, God has blessed me with you and with Scott and with Sarah.
Oh,
beautiful.
I mean, mostly Sarah, though, because she's out in Arizona, like, helping and being awesome, and she's your favorite. It's okay. It's okay. No, it's okay, Mom.
You know what?
Scott and I are here holding down the fort.
Each one of you just a little different. Each one, just because each personality is different, but
that.
I
she's
love you all so
yeah,
much,
so
and
great.
I'm just so blessed. I'm so blessed.
I hope you have the best birthday, Mom.
And if anybody gets to be my age and they're down, all they have to do is look up.
Beautiful.
God is awesome.
I love you. You're so wonderful.
I love you, too. I love
you,
write and I love
Hallmark cards, because you're, like, really good at those. Or just call Max Lucado and help him out, because I think he's getting up there, too.
That's where you get your wit, man.
That's, I mean.
All right.
So,
I love it.
You can do it, Mom. I believe in you. Write a book. Do something.
Mrs. Jeter, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. I love you guys.
The
Have
Mom
a wonderful
invasion.
And blessed day.
I love you, Mom.
Love you, baby.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Oh, you're such a grumpy pants.
I miss my mom!
Oh, that is so nice to hear.
I have the best mom in the world. She's the greatest human being in existence.
I have the greatest.
Because she had
the
impossible task of raising me.
You know what? That's true. You have the greatest.
No, I
in the
really
world.
Do. Think about this.
You
for
haven't met my
five
brother.
Seconds.
You have not met my brother.
Yeah, but you've met my brother. Think about
no,
me and Scotty
my brother.
As children. Okay.
Yeah, you've never met my brother.
Whatever.
My mom is the greatest mom in the
my
world.
My mom's the greatest mom
no,
in the world.
It's, no, it's not true.
It's my mom's birthday. You better give her this day because I'm going to knock you out. That's my mama. Gosh, my mom's so great. I don't want to do the rest of the show.
No, you're fine.
I'm not fine.
Fine, I'll handle it.
Okay, good.
I got this.
Okay. We got Sam coming back, and I'm really excited.
Yeah, Sam Dalton's going to be here in just a second, and he's going to share his story with us. He writes comic books, and he, I guess... one of his comic books is becoming an anime movie in Japan.
Currently working on it in Japan right now. Have you brushed up on your Japanese? He only speaks Japanese. I forgot
Suzuki.
To mention that. Suzuki?
Yeah.
No, dude.
What?
Arigato.
No.
Mushi mushi.
Tempura shrimp.
Oh, okay. That's still English, you dumb.
California roll. Spicy tuna.
You're not even doing like a good accent.
Sure I am.
You sound like you're trying to order it at like Del Taco.
Hello, spicy tuna.
Oh gosh.
What?
Yeah, we're gonna do that. People on the live line are just crying because my mom's a sweetheart.
She is. She is a wonderful woman.
She's really great. Oh, I love her. She's the sweetest. That's where I get my overly enlarged heart.
What?
Because I cry at commercials.
Why is she in Arizona?
What do you mean, why? Because it's warmer there, and she used to suffer with fibromyalgia,
oh,
and her
really?
Body just couldn't take it here.
Mm,
so she was
sense.
Like, I'm retired, and I'm going to go do this, and my sister's out there,
yeah.
And so she gets to just
that
live
makes
it
sense.
Up in the sun.
That's cool.
You know?
Yeah,
it's it gets too cold here for my mom.
Yeah, I hear
it. It's only 7 hours away. I'm not lying about this. I'm going to get in so much trouble. We are going to be out there in June, guys.
Yeah, we are.
We're seriously going to be doing a broadcast that's going out to the nation, and I can't believe this is really happening. I'm going to get in so much trouble.
You're going to get in
so much trouble. It's my mom! I had to tell her! The mommy invasion! We should seriously do the morning show from her house.
I'm down. I am down.
For realsies, man.
Heck yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We have a big 9 o'clock hour. Sam Dalton will be joining us next.
Yeah.
9:30, Holly Starr will be on the show. 585 Live, if you'd like to chime in. We'll be right back.
It is such a good night to kiss. It is such a good night to dance. It is such a good night to Scooby-Dee-Dooby-Doo, Scooby-Dee-Dooby-Doo, Scooby-Dee-Dooby-Doo love.
Silence, if you please.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Yeah, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Nerd Talk.
Okay. Get out of my life forever.
Excuse me, anime talk.
Oh, I
wait,
hate
what
you.
Is it? Comic
I hate
book
you.
Talk.
I don't really hate you.
Good morning, everybody. 9:05.
High today of 60 degrees.
Traffic okay?
Looking at the roads right now, no accidents to report. Thanks, traffic bumper. There's some road construction going around town. You know where it's at. I don't have time for this. Sure, look at traffic.
His name
traffic.
Is Sam Dalton.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I thought you spoke Japanese.
Yeah, I did say that Sam
arigato.
Only spoke. Yeah. I got it confused. It was David, his partner, only speaks.
Oh,
yes,
that's right.
You only.
Davido.
Yes.
Davido. Arigato gozaimasu. Yeah,
so
this
awesome.
Is my this is my partner David. He's straight from Japan, and
yeah.
You know,
I'm not
he's
Japan.
Yeah.
I am not from. Yeah.
I can tell immediately.
There's just something about him.
The blue eyes.
The blue.
Yeah.
Eyes.
Definitely.
Man, so you guys both Albuquerqueans.
Now, correct.
Sam, I know you like born and raised here. David, are you born and raised in Albuquerque?
Born in Texas, moved here.
Where in Texas?
Corpus Christi.
All right,
way down south.
Lubbock. I got you, man.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
awesome.
All right. It's cool.
Texas it up.
I'm a new Texican. That's what I always say.
Yeah,
new Texican.
New Texaco.
New Texaco.
There you go.
I love it. I'm down with that. So we've been teasing this morning. I was stoked, man. I ran into Beenix in the hall this last week, and he was like, dude, you remember Sam, right? And I'm like, well, of course, man. He was here in school ministry and then like rocking it at Static. And I saw you in the news last year.
That's
and it
right.
Was like,
yeah.
This is dope. And
thanks,
I follow
man.
You on the old Instagrams.
Thank you.
Quite the artist.
I appreciate it.
So for those who don't know you, talk a little bit about what it is that you do.
Okay. Yeah. So that was an excellent introduction by Steve-O. I can't do much better than that. But my name's Samuel Dalton, and I've just been a comic book artist for most of my life. And recently I met up with David, who's here with us in the studio, and we got together and made a manga, which is a Japanese-style comic book.
Wait, it's not pronounced manga?
No. Absolutely not.
It's learning time.
it's also not anime, but, you know, we'll get to that part. So we developed this. He's the writer, I'm the artist, and we've developed this story called Indigo Ignited, and it's actually... Long story short, indie comic book from Albuquerque, New Mexico, becoming Japanese anime. So legitimate.
That's just crazy.
Like Japanese studio is it's crazy.
Wow.
Is making an anime for us and with us. So it's like one of the truest like American and Japanese collaborations ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's even for Albuquerque, it's explosive and totally never been done before. Even for the United States as a whole, doesn't happen.
So how did you guys meet up? Like, how did that work? Because I know, I mean, you've been rocking. For as long as I've known you, you've always had, like, a pad and just, like, drawing, you know? But, David, how did you get involved? How did this happen?
It was a warm autumn day.
Okay.
No, we
are. You are a writer. Paint a picture.
Here's the world.
Yeah. We had a mutual friend. I came to Albuquerque. I'd moved away for a little bit. I was... playing music and doing a bunch of random stuff.
Okay.
And I had a mutual friend, and we had coffee one day, and I said, man, you know, I'm sitting on this story, and I really would love to make it into something, you know, more tangible, and I'm not really crazy about film. I want to do cartoon or, you know, something like that. And I just finished watching an anime that I really, really enjoy called Attack on Titan.
Yes.
Shingeki no Kyojin.
Yeah.
And I messaged her. I talked to her a little bit about it. And she's like, you know what? I do have somebody that does that exact same art style. And I was like, are you kidding me?
She's That's like, no. crazy.
And I messaged Sam. And I said, hey, you know, here's who I am. Here's what I'm doing. Total transparency. Here's what it's written about. Boom. Got super real first meeting. He's like, who is this man?
Yeah. Right?
You know, but that's the best, you know, total transparency is what really sparks interest. And we sat down, gave him the script. No strings. I said, if you love it, join up. If you hate it, we don't, you know, totally cool. And here we are.
Wow.
It's really that simple. We weren't even like friends before it.
Yeah.
He just heard of me through a mutual friend. We met up at Satellite here in Albuquerque.
That's cool.
Like chilled for like 8 hours, and he got, you know, just real with me. And he's like, this is my story. And it just really resonated with me as like something that needs to be told.
Yeah.
And I was really looking for a place to invest, you know, my talent or my skills and all of that. So it was just the perfect spot. You know, it's just one of those things that worked out perfectly. Like,
wow.
For those, cause I'm that. I don't know anything about anime.
Yeah.
And you know, there's listeners out there. So anime, it started in Japan. Can you kind of give a little background on anime and, you know, where it's at right now?
Question, bro.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'd love to. All, as a matter of fact, let me pull up my glasses.
Hold on 1 second. So anime is Japanese animation. I mean, it's based off of the word animation, like the English word animation. But it describes a specifically Japanese style of making anime. So the thing is, a lot of people think that anime is just like one genre or something like that, but anime is more like a style. So there's many, many genres within anime, and even like anime styles, like of sub styles. It's really interesting. So it's just something that as an artist really caught my eye early. Mm. And I saw how varied the styles were and how visceral the stories were. It was something that I just gravitated towards immediately. So
I think too, the a really big pull for anime as a whole is that it's all hand drawn, which is completely different. Like, as a true artist and looking at, you know, the really visceral feeling, like he was saying, is the hand drawing factor. I mean, you're draw the frame, you know, Dragon Ball Z, anything that you know, came over, you draw the frame, scan it, next frame. Yeah, I mean, in American, we really streamline the process. Pixar, DreamWorks, and things, cartoons, they use a program and they'll bend the frames and such. But in anime, all hand drawn. So, yeah, I mean, you have a team of like 75 people just sitting there at a table. Boom, right, draw. Boom.
Yeah. And I remember my first experience with that. Now, you know, it's like, well, it's cartoon, you know, and then watching, and it's like, I have these deep feelings and I don't know what to do with the rest of my life.
Yep.
We were talking about this week when we were hanging out, Grave of the Fireflies, one of those films that is just like, it is seriously one of the deepest. It's about a boy and a girl, a little brother and sister who are basically slowly dying due to, you know, radiation poisoning of the bomb that just went off in, you know, during World War II over in Japan. And it was like, dude, it wrecked me,
it's heavy.
Because, you know, it's like World War II, and this is what we did, and we went over there, and we kicked butt, and and then you see, like, the perspective of, you know, this brother and sister, and it was like, wow, man, I haven't thought about, like, the human aspect of, and it was a cartoon. Wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
But you can engage in such a way with that art format that it's like, you tell these, as you're saying, visceral stories that are just like, man, there's so much more than that, which is why
absolutely.
I was stoked to have you guys in to talk about it, because I think a lot of times, no matter what it is, I mean, with our faith, with Christianity, right? Like, you say the word Christianity and immediately there's like, oh, well, that obviously means hypocrite and, you know, pretentious and they don't drink and they don't, you know what I mean?
Right,
it's like,
right.
this is the box I have placed them in. And I think it can be, the same could be said for art formats,
totally.
Whatever
yeah,
it is.
That's a good comparison.
And so now you, Sam, you were here. Rocking like school ministry, you were a volunteer here when we were Static Radio, and now you are an artist for this manga, and, you know, how is that possible? I thought you were going to be like a pastor. You know what I mean? talk about this, because I know for a lot of people when they come to Christ, it's like, well, now I have to be a pastor or maybe branch out as a youth pastor. You know what I mean? It's like, okay. Talk about your experience, you know, your relationship with God and how it's gone with this.
Sure. I did go through all of that stuff here at Calvary, and I think a big reason I came was to really figure out what it was that I was supposed to do, because I was open to anything, you know, like it was this new thing where I was raised a Christian, but I had never like, it was earlier than that. I just kind of really understood how important it was to my life. And so I wanted to know if, you know, maybe I was supposed to be a pastor.
Yeah.
Maybe I was supposed to, who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wanted to be super open to it, but I knew that if I was going to be a pastor per se, I knew that that call had to be like super strong. I didn't want to be, to go into that and be like, oh, here's a platform.
Well, I'm a Christian now, so now
I have this new platform. I can jump on it now, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do that. And I think slowly but surely, it was just revealed to me that it's like, why would you have be able to draw really well and not use it?
Yeah.
Like, what would be the point of that? And and that just kept coming back to me. And I think David even helped me kind of see that as well when I met him, is just that understanding of like, well, why wouldn't you use that talent?
Yeah.
Like you just do something totally different and totally ignore this talent that you've had since you were born.
Yeah.
And I really kind of realized that more and more through that. And that's what I'm supposed to do. I know it for a fact, you know, now I know that for a fact. But I needed to figure that out even more. I was always drawing through that process, of course, but, I think I didn't know that that's what I was supposed to do until really, I mean, I met David. I think that was really helpful too.
Did you get, did you ever get family, friends trying to talk you out of going into the career in writing comic books, anime? Did they discourage you from doing that?
Well, my family's always been super supportive.
Yeah.
I've been blessed and lucky because they have always looked at my art and just been like, that's great.
Mm.
If you keep it up, you can make something
of
it.
Yeah, and that's beautiful because most of the time...
a parent has backed you and you succeeded
in life. We see the opposite.
It's a nice thing.
We see the opposite of that out there a lot of times. A lot of parents... Mm. Trying to tell their kids, hey,
just discourage.
And I feel like a lot of people aren't doing what they're called to do, whether it's, it's being a musician or it's being an artist, whatever it is, God has given you as a gift.
Right.
There's a lot of people that aren't using their abilities.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah. It's scary because we don't want to disappoint anybody. Mm-hmm. And that's such a big detriment to developing.
Right?
Yeah. But say you wanted to do something, you loved doing something, and you went down that path and you started down that path. And all you were met with was disappointment, from family members. You're not going to do that thing all the way through.
Yeah.
You're just not. You're not going to give it your all because in the back of your head somewhere, you're scared.
Right.
Yep.
And you can never be successful with fear sitting in your heart and your brain taking over you because you will always hit a wall.
Mm. Yep.
And my parents the same way. They said, if you're going to do something, do it all the way. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just get it done. And that's been my biggest driving force and block that I stand.
Well, somebody just chimed in on the live line, actually. A star member said, my wife is an amazing artist and has expressed interest in doing comic books or anime-style art. How does she get started in the industry like that?
Good question. That's kind of a difficult question. But it is, just on the real, there's not really a roadmap.
Yeah.
And that's something that we figured out, especially for animation and anime. Like all of the stuff that we figured out has pretty much been, honestly, me and David, just sitting down and being like, how do we even do this? But I would say just start making comics. That's what I did. If you're really into comic books, just draw. Draw, 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 draw. Meet people, draw, draw, draw.
Right.
And start getting good at making comic books. Cause we met, me and David met, and we were like, we want to make an anime. That was our original idea. There's a comic book, but the end goal is the anime, right?
Right.
So making a comic book was almost like, cause in Japan, if you don't have a manga or a comic book before the animation, it's not going to happen.
They won't touch it.
So it's just kind of, we were like, that makes sense. It's kind of like an early storyboard.
Yeah.
You can also make a comic while making storyboards. It was kind of killing
two
or three birds with one stone,
Yeah.
So I would just say make comics as much as you can, and just find a story that is like cohesive and good and just go forward with it with everything you have, self-publish. All that stuff.
So how did this happen with you guys? Because obviously I'm looking at this and two dudes living in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you're like, we're going to make a comic, but ultimately we want to do, we want to have an anime in Japan, which is, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Let's be honest. You guys are Americans. This is never going to happen.
Yeah.
And yet now it's in production right now, right? And
Japan
pilot is being, how did this happen?
A lot of no's.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I own a production company here in town too, and
I'm
very business minded when it comes to approaching people. So I sent all these studios. I think I sent 38 emails. No, I got 38 emails,
probably around there.
And they were all like, "Nope, nope." And then I got some strongly worded "Nopes, no
way."
That was after we had spoken to American animators too, though.
Yeah,
we had met with as many people as we possibly could, so that we really wanted to know how.
Yeah,
we're like, how? And they're like, well, it's pretty impossible.
Yeah, you'll never do that.
First of all, they're like, you probably won't be able to find animators here in the United States that will be able to make it. And if you did, it would be at least $250,000 for
And then we're like,
we want to make an anime. And then they're like, that's also impossible. The Japanese won't work with you.
Unbelievable.
And we're like, we're going to make an anime.
Yeah, and I remember just sitting there, I was like, what you say is impossible might be for you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it.
That's awesome.
No matter what happens, I'm just going to get it done.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. We just
you just kept going.
Just made a resolve to do it. I don't know.
So what happens now? Let's say the pilot hits and people love it. How much are your lives going to change?
Yeah.
I mean, I always talk very heavily on this, like successes and failures. Mm-hmm. I don't give either one too much credit. I just try to stay on the line because I know for Sam and I, it's about like meeting people, loving people through this and giving them like, because when I was growing up, I used anime as a catalyst to like get away from life, like detach from what was happening.
Sure.
And as many people as we can reach doing that and however we can do that, that's what matters. And I think like in terms of if it does successful and it does all that and you know, it really just crushes it, that would be great.
Yeah.
And I mean, financially, I think we'd be, you know, set, you know, we gotta turn the lights on. But I think even what we've done so far, like for me, that's something that's really,
the story's phenomenal.
Well, yeah, you've done the impossible. Yeah. You've done the impossible already. Thank you. That's amazing.
Thank you very much.
So great, man.
Dex, what do you want to do? God. Let's get out of this place.
What do you want to be when you grow
up? Let's get out of this place. We've always talked about it. Where are we going to go?
What a scary question. Right? That's a scary question.
I mean,
scary
I know what my childhood dream was, and I'm pretty sure I could talk to some guys in the studio.
I wanted to be a dinosaur.
I wanted to be I'm not even being funny. I wanted to be a voice actor. Since I was a kid, I was like, I'm gonna be a voice for a cartoon character someday.
But you are,
but
right now,
right? Yeah. I'm a pretty animated character.
You are,
so yeah. But I mean, that's just kind of me.
Come be a voice on Indigo Ignited.
Okay,
you should.
He was trying to
throw it out there.
Yeah, he's all. Let's segue into that.
I will be the stupid. I'll be the obnoxious cat that everybody hates. I don't care.
But here's the deal: we're a package deal, so we have to do it together.
If you can name three.
Doesn't matter. I just want to do it.
Okay. You know,
I
just come on, just three.
He's got a voice. Throw him on. Get him in the studio.
One is a film that's currently being like that's about to come out with ScarJo. Come on, name three.
He's off.
Oh, three anime in general. Come on, just in general. Film or series. Go.
Stranger Things. Wait.
Stranger Things.
Come on, man.
Logan. I don't know. I have no idea.
That was Ghost in the Shell that I was trying to give you.
Ghost in the Shell.
Because that's coming out. That's ScarJo, man.
I'm not in that world, man.
I know.
I don't know.
But after today, you will be.
You know what? I might dabble.
I'm not, quote, in that world. Mm. I'm not.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't talk to my wife.
Chrissy. Chrissy. That's when Chrissy first met Steve-O, his house was full of anime posters.
No, they're called wall scrolls.
Oh, my bad.
Gosh.
That's
I can't
right.
take you anywhere.
Wall my bad. Schools,
yeah.
It was like Trigun and Cowboy Bebop and Evangelion awesome. Everywhere.
Beautiful.
And, wow. Yeah.
She walks in, she's like, what is
this? Yeah. And I'm like, that's actually Vincent from Final Fantasy VII. He's my favorite character.
I love him.
Man.
He's so cool with his scarlet sash.
Yeah.
You know what? I got to say something real quick. This was the first time the nerds picked on the jock.
Yeah.
Because you guys put me in a very uncomfortable situation.
I just asked you to name three anime.
You know I don't know anything about animation, and you bullied me.
Okay.
Where's
the
my
tables
burger?
Have turned.
Where's
the
my burger?
The tables have turned.
I need my burger. Where's
Stop
my burger?
Right
I need my
now.
Safe place.
Where's my burger?
Gosh. So, where can people go to find out more about this? Because I mean, IndigoIgnited.com, obviously.
Yeah.
Right? And when can we see it? When can we see what's dun, going dun, dun. On? I mean, what's the deal?
Well, we got another trailer that's coming out. When is that coming out exactly?
So we're gonna debut a like a rough animation segment. In Shibuya, Tokyo, actually.
Ooh,
In March.
Shibuya.
12th.
Shibuya.
Yeah, Shibuya. So we're really excited about that. And then we're going to have a trailer coming out in March.
Okay.
That's going to give. We released a teaser trailer. It's, you know, it doesn't show a lot. We just wanted to say, hey, no, this
is it up
is
on
really,
YouTube?
Yeah, up on
it
YouTube.
Is.
You can check it out. You can go watch that. We have a bunch of merchandise, too, that you can go pick up as well. But March, we're slated to drop another trailer that'll give away a lot more than what we have currently.
Mm. Okay.
And then at Anime Expo is when we're going to...
We're
slated to drop the full pilot.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Just around everyone who's in it.
It's all very soon. It's
dude,
just a lot of
crazy,
really
man.
Small things to lead up to it. So
yeah. And it always is the small things, you know? Like, in things you don't realize. Like, I mean, this took a lot of money to put down, and we had to get an investor, and we had to pitch and go through that. We're gonna have to do a network distribution pitch to a Netflix, to a Hulu, to an Amazon.
Wow.
I mean, it wasn't just enough to make, you know, a story and a comic, and we thought, like, it's crazy because you hit these points, there's a threshold, you're like, cool, high fives,
we did it.
Yeah. And then you look back and you're like, oh man,
now
it's like
what?
Another mountain.
Right.
That's and kind of the beauty of it, though, because that's kind of how you just have to be. You kind of have to get into that situation where you're like, sweet, I made this
Let's
happen.
Let's see how God's going to work here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Here's the next thing.
Yeah.
Sweet, made it happen. I can't I can't rest on this too long, you know, because there's so many things that are still ahead.
Yeah.
And Dex, like the last thing you asked, like if we land it, and how much will our lives change? Like probably immensely, but it's still just kind of like the same mindset. Yeah. You know, it'll still be, we have to still get this next mountain, you know, cause even if we like our best priority came true, we still have to be on that level.
I love that.
I just changed your name in my mind, David. Sam, you can stay Sam. David, your new name is Frodo, because you guys both just climb mountains, man.
Oh, man. I'll take that.
What you do. Sam and Frodo in studio, yes. Guys.
Okay. I can carry Frodo. on my back. Yeah, we do it a lot. Yeah,
dude.
It's a good time.
We get bored in the studio, we put Sam on his back, we run around, gallivanting around the office.
Seriously phenomenal story and inspiring, because I think there are a lot of people out there that have dreams and aspirations that God, like God dreams. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like to where they want to do something, but they're so big that they just, whether it's self-esteem or stress or outside influence, they just give up.
Can I get real inspirational?
Yeah,
real quick?
Yeah, yes,
because you're kind of going off of that. But yeah, just like Steve-O said, if there's anybody out there that's just thinking about kind of making that jump or not making that jump, I encourage you to do it and really trust in God, because that is. You can do it. I guarantee you.
Absolutely.
That I know that even in like public school and everything, you were grown to believe like, I can do it. Everybody's saying,
right.
you can actually do it. But I'm here to say, like, on a realer level, that's actually just true. It really is that simple.
But you have
it's
to
just
jump.
A continually,
you have
to jump. Continual follow through. It's a continual do it.
Yeah.
And it's totally possible. Beautiful. I believe that for anybody. So I encourage anybody out there that's thinking about it.
Incredible.
Well, you know, if you need a couple voice actors, we're here for you guys.
Not even joking.
Yeah. No.
Seriously.
Hit us up, like us on Facebook, and send us a message.
Okay.
We'd love to.
Yeah.
All right.
So
there you go.
Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much
for having us.
Thanks for sharing your story. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, a girl by the name of Holly Starr will be joining us next.
Sweet.
The president's first solo White House news conference ran an hour and 17 minutes. He insulted the press.
The level of dishonesty is out of control.
Mr. Trump said he took office a month ago inheriting a mess, but he insists his administration is running
like a fine-tuned machine.
Trump says he's chosen Alexander Acosta to be the next Secretary of Labor.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, sat down with his Russian counterpart for the first meeting between the two countries' top generals in more than 3 years.
Quite a few things seem to be raising blood pressure levels across the country.
The American Psychological Association's annual Stress in America survey shows many Americans are stressed out over politics and more. People are particularly stressed out about personal safety, police violence against minorities, and terrorism.
First-time jobless claims up by 5,000 last week.
On the crowded U.S. sports menu, biathlon rarely rates. But now, 35-year-old Lowell Bailey has broken through the crowd. At the World Championships in Austria, Bailey won the men's 20-kilometer race. He won the timed event by 3.3 seconds and was a perfect 20 for 20 in the target shooting.
It's been part of Monopoly since 1935, but the thimble will no longer be a game piece. It'll be replaced. Hasbro's holding a contest to come up with 8 tokens used to move around the board. They could include emojis, a rubber duck, or a hashtag. Winners to be announced next month.
Good morning. It is 9:35.
High today of 60 degrees. Traffic. All right, taking a look at the roads real quick. No accidents to report at this time. Good job, Albuquerque. It's Friday, and you're not messing everything up.
Good job,
everybody else. I mean, let's be real, man. We're kind of terrible when it comes to driving at times.
Yeah, we are.
It looks like there's a rain cloud in the sky, so therefore everybody wants to play bumper cars.
Well, on the phone right now is an artist that right here at Star 88. Her name is Holly Starr. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey,
girl.
Hey, what's up?
You know, just kicking it, listening to your music in the background. What's up with you?
Oh, you know, just staring at a whole bunch of snow, wishing I was in Albuquerque.
Oh, dude.
Snow?
Where are you? Do you have tons of snow?
Yeah, I live in Washington State, so right in the middle of the state, we get lots of snow.
See,
you live in one of the most beautiful states.
Yeah.
in the world.
I do have to say that's true. I do have to say that's
every
true.
Time I've gone through Washington, I grew up in Montana, so we made our way over a few times. Oh my gosh. Growing up in Montana, that's one of the most beautiful places. Washington, though, I think is,
it's pretty gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I
love the rain. I love, you know, a little bit of snow, not a whole lot, but I love that you have four seasons. And
I studied a lot about Washington during this period of my life where I focused on documentaries only. I saw this really great documentary series called Twilight, and they really just like, not only did I learn so much about your beautiful state, but about love and vampires. So
you have a lot of vampires.
Like, wow, what a documentary.
Yeah.
It's a lot of vampires.
It's a phenomenal documentary series. Don't break my heart. It's real. It was real. I love you, Edward. What?
That's okay. Incredible. Oh,
that is so like 5-6 years ago, man.
Hey, shut up! Jeez. It's real to me.
It just hit Netflix.
Hey, you're embarrassing me in front of Holly. Stop it.
Okay.
All right. So you're in the middle of Washington with lots of snow, and I'm jealous because it's 60 degrees out here in New Mexico.
Yep.
It snowed on Monday, and then like 3 hours later, the sun came out. I was like, psych, and melted everything, and it's been miserable since. So being in beautiful Washington, I actually have real questions for you about this because, man, I was reading about you, and you grew up like an onion farmer? What is this?
Yeah, so my dad grows sweet corn and onions, and so I grew up in central Washington. So if you're not familiar with Washington State, the west side is the rainy side, and the east side of the mountains is desert, and so there's lots of farming. Okay. Not a lot of people know about that side.
That's cool.
But, so that's where I grew up, and grew up working on the farm, and decided that wasn't what I wanted to do with my life, so started writing music.
Which is great. This morning's been, we've had a really cool theme. We actually just had a couple rad dudes in studio hanging out with us who are from Albuquerque that... One's an animator, one is a writer, and it's like, we're going to do anime. And it's like, they found Christ, and then, well, maybe I should be a pastor. But then the Lord kept showing them, like, dude, I've given you special gifts. Stop being an idiot. Like, run with what I've given you. So for you, what was that like when you decided to make that leap into a completely different territory from your family?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple different things. But first, I grew up. And I went to private school, but then at the same time, I just had this unique passion for the gospel. And looking back growing up, it feels like God was calling me at a young age into ministry, and I didn't know it. But by the time I was in junior high, it became really real to me that I wanted my friends to know about Jesus. And so I became involved in our youth band and played the piano for them, and then later started to sing and realized if I could do worship songs, I could probably write a song. So I wrote a song, and I realized this could be my vehicle to share the gospel with my friends, because I was pretty quiet. I'm naturally introverted, so it was just difficult for me to just talk about it. So music was like a vehicle for me to do that. So that was probably the reason I started music. But then as far as the farm goes and not wanting to do that, my dad had a driving tractor and pulling weeds out of the onion fields as kids, and it just was like, I don't really want to do that.
Right? Yeah.
So now that I'm older, I appreciate it in a totally different way. So I help my dad out with harvest now a little bit when I'm home, and I enjoy it so much more now than I did as a kid. But
I hear you.
For missions and sharing the gospel with people is just, I can't let that go. So
yeah, Holly, I grew up in a junkyard in Montana. And my parents have owned a body shop junkyard for like almost 50 years. And my brother took on the family business. They thought I would probably jump in on the business. And I was, my dad used to punish me by making me go out and pull engines in the junkyard.
Blech.
And I hated it. I didn't want to, I didn't want to do that. So the first thing when I turned 18, I was like, see ya.
Yeah.
And just went into radio, which is super weird, but. I feel you. You know, everybody's different, and just, you know, being a mechanic was not my thing.
So, Holly, I have a question.
Yeah, right.
Being, you know, part of this amazing culture where everybody around you is farming and doing all these things, What was it like when Pan Am came through and destroyed your district because you guys were rebelling against them?
Okay.
Or is that, I saw that was a documentary as well, right?
That's,
I swear
yeah,
that's
was,
real.
That was a great documentary.
That one, I swear, is real. Yeah. It's got to be real.
He doesn't
one,
live in reality.
But it's got to be.
Yeah.
He hasn't taken his medication.
That's today. All I do is watch documentaries, man. Just
that's
full on.
Quite educational. Lots
thank
of respect,
you.
Man.
Yeah. I just, wow. You know, I want to learn more about our culture, you know, and yeah, you know, being here right. in the 7th district and all, you know, I just thought I should learn about yeah. other districts like the oh, God. Onion farmers of District 13.
Yeah, exactly. I would say so.
Oh, man.
So it's quite amazing.
What's
quite
going amazing. On with Ollie Starr? I mean, we just premiered a new single and obviously Run the Race is out now. And
yeah.
what's next up for you?
Well, I'm in the middle of working on the project. I'm just songwriting. My brain's out the last few months, well, several months, actually, trying to make sure that the next project I release, which hopefully we'll have that by the late summer or fall this year, will be full of great songs. So that's kind of been my focus for this project, is just really making sure the songs I'm proud of and they really come directly out of what I've been experiencing the last several years. And so far, it's been turning out really good. I'm super excited about it. So we'll see what happens.
Yes. Beautiful.
Dude,
I love that.
Stoked, man. It's really, really cool, especially when people not only have a passion, but that calling that we know. Because we talk about this on the show regularly. People have been given different talents, gifts, and abilities. We have such a creative God. And I think sometimes we can bury those. We can stifle them. We can, for whatever reason, whether it's like self-esteem or maybe a parent pushing you in an opposite direction, whatever it is, it could be peer pressure, friends around you. And sometimes, people just don't do what they're called to do. And so when you get to meet people who are passionate, not just about what it is that they've been called to do, but to share the gospel in that way, it's always phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So stoked on what you're doing, girl. It's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's been quite a journey. I'm grateful to do it.
Whenever you're coming through Albuquerque, you got to hit us up.
You have to come on the show.
I would love to.
That'd
I would
be so
love
fun.
To do that.
We'll get you in studio, hang out for sure. So, yeah!
Beautiful. Sounds good.
Thanks, Holly.
All right.
Yeah.
Run the Race. And it's our jam. It's a hit right now here on Star 88. So, good job, girl.
Thanks,
oh,
guys.
Man.
All right.
Have
Holly
fun
Starr.
With all the snow.
Oh, thanks. I wish I was there.
Nah.
No, we'll trade places. Cause
right?
I want to go snowboarding, and I just can't. It's.
I want to make a snowman.
Bad. Okay.
Oh.
I want to throw a snowball in your face, Holly.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, because we don't have
why
snow.
Are you such
it's fun.
A jerk.
You don't like a good snowball fight?
You just ruined it. We were like,
my bad.
In studio.
Okay.
Why are you such an idiot?
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry. I just
that's
want
okay.
snow.
We can do a snowball fight. So
there
thank you, Holly.
All right. Thanks, Holly.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a great day.
Why do you gotta embarrass me like that, man?
Shut up.
Holly Starr, everybody.
She's awesome, man.
She is very awesome.
You know what's really cool is she's really connected with, like, her fans, people around her. Her career is going to be, I think it's going to be a good thing. Really, really cool.
Here she is.
Yeah! Woo!
Yeah! Okay.
What? I like that song.
Well, we got a show to do.
What are you talking about? It's a good song.
Was that a show?
I was raving.
Man, huge show today, guys.
Yeah.
Big show.
Yeah, it's been amazing. A lot of guests. A lot of cray-cray.
Telling you, we have to have Sam and David back on. If you missed that, we had them on at the beginning of the hour. And their story is incredible. That's a story. The impossible. They made the impossible. Excuse me. Oh, I'm okay. I'm fine. I didn't almost have a stroke.
You know, it's impossible.
Jeez.
Dex having spittle in his mouth and trying
Goodness.
To complete a sentence.
Oh. That was embarrassing.
You achieved the impossible. You got on a radio show and you talk like a moron.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Steve.
Hey, I apologize. I love you. I'm just kidding.
I'm
I think you're way more talented
down.
Than I am.
You've insulted me 53 times already this morning. Yeah.
Oh, man. Somebody said, obviously, being a mechanic isn't your thing, Dex. You still have a donut on your car.
Okay, it's not a donut, guys, all right? It's not a donut.
Sure, man. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just don't have a spare tire.
Sorry, you were trying to get inspiring there for a second before the great spittle incident, you know, of 2017.
Maybe I wasn't supposed to finish that sentence. I don't know. I'll be quiet.
Okay.
I'm all right.
Such an inspiring day.
Oh, man, that's the promo right there. That's the promo. Oh.
Promo.
I can never be serious, ever.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I don't help.
Yeah,
oh, man.
You know, just got a kickback going on in here. Just, I'll be all right. I don't even know where
such
to go from here.
Serious radio.
Just do your news. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
I'm crying right now.
Liveline is bummed with you, man. They said, I'm surprised Dex didn't tell Holly that she's his fourth favorite artist. Holly, I love you. You're like my fourth favorite female artist from Washington.
You know, I love that the Starmie just listens to the whole show.
Me too!
All the time.
I love it!
They know everything that I say. That's beautiful.
Oh, speaking of the show and this job, how great would this be? If you were able to sit down with your boss every few months and talk about all the things they need to improve on.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes.
According to a new survey, here are the top five things employers wish their managers would get better at.
Can we do this with our boss?
I mean, we actually have a meeting on Monday with him. Did you see that?
Yes.
We have an actual meeting. Oh, Daniel's grilling us, man.
We got to do this.
Okay. Well, here's the top five, Daniel.
Yeah, better listen, Daniel.
DJ Bossman, Dan. Number five, being better at managing projects.
Okay.
I don't even know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Our bosses are great at that.
Yeah, are they?
Being able to strategize better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Strategize. Strategery. Yeah,
we got to get strategery.
Number three, leadership skills.
I'm pretty sure we're the leaders in this building.
I mean, we essentially run this place. I'm just being honest. Number two.
Yes.
Technical skills.
And again, we are very technical. Why aren't we the bosses?
I don't know, man. It's like I'm constantly having to tell Daniel how to fix his iPhone. He's just not Apple savvy.
I don't even know how he got this job. He doesn't know a thing about computers.
I mean, let's be honest. Number one, communication.
Oh my gosh.
The number
That's
one
what
thing.
We do.
A third of everyone in the survey said communication and being more diplomatic was the number one thing they wish their boss did better.
I mean, I struggle a little bit with communication, as you probably, if you were listening about 5 minutes ago, sometimes.
You choke on spit.
My gag reflex.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had it for a while now.
Hey, you know what? Somebody just chimed in and said, I got to thank you guys for a great week. It's been fun listening to your show all week. Funny as heck. Great way to start off your
day.
Are
you done? Are they done listening?
With some laughter. I don't know. It was a great week, though. Maybe they're from out of town, and it was just like,
Guys, it was a great week.
It was a great,
thank you.
Good job.
I'm out. Thank you.
Good job.
Well, you can podcast this.
Yeah. So anyways, those are the top five.
Guys, our podcasting numbers are down. They're going to fire us if
no,
we don't get them up.
Shut up. They are not down. They're actually really good. I was pretty excited about that this week. Thanks to everybody who participates. Moving on, most of us could use a break from the New England Patriots. Am I right? This one's for you, Boston.
Talk to me.
The last year in Tom Brady's life is being turned into a book and a movie.
What?
Yep, everything from Deflategate suspension, racking up his fifth championship with a historic comeback in Super Bowl 51. New Englanders are probably going to see this as a classic underdog story, but
I could use a break.
Let's be real, man. It's about Chad Brad Brian staying on top.
Oh, yeah. No kidding, right?
Yeah.
His perfect hair.
There are no details yet other than it's being written by a guy named Paul Tomasi. It's in good hands. He wrote Air Bud.
Air Bud or Butt?
What did you say? Air Bud, man.
Okay.
The 1997 classic about a basketball playing dog that spawned no less than 10 sequels?
Oh, I've seen Air Bud. I thought you said Air Butt.
By the way, he also wrote more serious stuff like The Fighter and The Finest Hours. And he worked on Patriots Day, the Boston Marathon bombing movie.
Beautiful.
So there you go. Boston, it's going to be all about Tom Brady. Played by Matt Damon. 71% of people say they're stressed out at work. We talked about this yesterday. I'm moving on. I don't want to repeat it.
My bad.
Someone in Canada recently threw out an old TV that had over $100,000 hidden inside it, so officials tracked down the original owner. Turns out, he gave the TV to a friend about 30 years ago and forgot the money was inside.
I was like, whoa. Like, there was like four stacks of $50 bills, and wow. I knew it was a large amount of money.
One of those safe spots that he put, that you thought he'd never forget, but apparently he did, and it got passed on to a family friend many years later.
He forgot that he put $100,000 inside of a TV?
That's just crazy, man.
What are you doing?
I'm so hungry.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't wait.
I can't. I'm blown away right now. A hundred that he forgot he put $100,000. Wow.
You know, this morning we've been talking about heroes, overcoming adversity, beating the odds.
Beating the odds. I'm going to write that down.
I'm going to talk about a hero. A teacher in Michigan had to resign this week for taping a kid's arms to his chair. Never surrender!
Yay! Okay. Say what? He duct taped a kid's arms to his chair?
That was a great set of time, am I right?
Said Wade Busby? Wade Busby got duct taped to the chair.
A teacher at Bangor High School in southwestern Michigan resigned after a 16-year-old student told police he was duct taped to a desk chair in class.
Oh my gosh. This happened within my classroom.
Yeah, another student videotaped the incident, so Police Chief Tommy Simpson said the teacher admitted to the duct taping incident. The student uses arm movements while speaking, and the teacher said it was a distraction. She told the police she duct taped him as a joke.
Yeah, right. Wade Busby got duct taped.
Dude, six district teachers also were reprimanded this week, and a school secretary resigned after they were secretly videoed in a tavern joking about which coworkers they would marry, sleep with, or kill.
What? Where's this at?
Michigan. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Our good friend Bill, man, that's where he hails from, in case you were wondering what's wrong with him. just in case you're wondering.
I just don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
Anyways. Can't do that now, you know?
No. Can't do that ever.
Well,
you could never duct tape a kid to a chair.
Did happen to Wade Busby. He didn't.
Okay.
Nothing happened to that teacher. I was in the sixth grade.
Oh. A guy in New York was waiting in the car while his wife went shopping recently. Then he decided to go buy a can of chicken noodle soup for dinner. Bought a lottery ticket as well. Oh, by the way, he's $2.6 million richer.
Oh, my gosh.
I scratched it off. I started from here.
You scratched the winning numbers?
Right.
Okay.
And then I start, and the very next to the last number, I got a coin.
So none of the numbers matched?
None of the numbers matched.
But you got a coin, so what were you thinking?
$10, $20. And then I started to scratch it off slowly, and I seen letters, L-I-F-E.
Uh-huh.
And then I knew I won the jackpot. I have another daughter in Florida. I want to pay off their mortgages.
Yay!
I want to buy a car for myself.
Yeah? You want to buy a car for yourself?
Yeah, well, another car. A Nissan Pathfinder. Then I want to go to Hawaii with my wife. We're going to celebrate our 50th next year.
50th wedding anniversary!
You need to calm down, lady.
Yeah, she's way too excited.
He already spent his $5 million. He's broke now.
He's not broke.
He pays off mortgages for his kids, going to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. You're broke, buddy. $5 million.
He won 2.6, not 5.
See? You can't even do half of that.
Okay. I thought that was really sweet.
That is pretty sweet.
Time for 5 random facts. Haven't done it all week.
It's time for
5 random facts. 1, 2, 3, 5.
We talked about this morning with Amy, actually. The word anorexia just means the loss of appetite. Anorexia nervosa is the correct name of the eating disorder. So we actually got it wrong this morning. Number 2. New York City has a larger population than 39 other states.
Wow.
New York City.
You're going there in a few weeks.
Dude. I don't know. I mean, I'm attempting it right now.
Christy gets to go to Vegas this weekend. You get to go to New York.
My wife is a little hesitant. You know, no bigs. Just big event. I'll put that in our Monday meeting with the boss. Say, look, man, this would be great for the station.
This would be great.
Interview with Hugh Jackman?
Really?
Yeah.
Interview with you?
I mean, why not?
It's true.
Number 3, the first non-white player in the NBA was Asian. He was a Japanese-American named Wataru Misaku. He played in 3 games for the Knicks in 1947. How crazy is that?
Wow.
Yeah. Ha!
Number four, John Steinbeck was late turning in his manuscript.
This has been today's edition of...
Random.
Thank you, Steve-O. Thank you.
I was only halfway through.
Four. Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. John Steinbeck was late turning in his manuscript for Of Mice and Men because his dog ate an early draft.
That's a lie.
And finally, did you know that real ninjas didn't wear all black?
What?
Yeah, they wore dark blue because it was a more effective way to blend in at night.
What?
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh. It's a myth. Why, I remember my time in Japan as a ninja. I would creep and crawl and go to people's houses and place of employment and ninja things all the time.
That's pretty cool.
I was especially good at cutting fruit in half.
Wow.
Some would call me a fruit ninja.
Just put your headphones down and walk out.
Well, that's it for me, guys.
Yep.
Just gonna. All right.
Thank
that's
you.
It. It's Friday. I'm
Thank
done.
Thank you. You're out.
All right.
You're done. Thank you, Sarmi, for being a part of the show. Hit the podcast. Go subscribe. iTunes, Google Play. If you go to our website, star88.fm, and go to our Morning Invasion page, the podcast there, you can also subscribe to iTunes and Google Play right there. You can get our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all that. Have an amazing weekend. I know you're playing a lot of video games this weekend.
That's pretty much it.
All right.
Think I'll do much else.
There you go. President's Day on Monday. Huge show planned for you guys.
Oh, I'm taking the day off.
Okay. We don't get the day off.
No, we don't. Yep. I'm no president.
We're going to have a presidential show on Monday. I think. I don't know. We'll see you.
I call Bill Clinton.
No.
What?
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.